This message, Broken Systems, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Sunday evening, July 26, 1964, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Mutakola isister na sopwe yasa wa muna William Marion Branham olaleiriwe timin kuhiu mahiku yetaka vintage mweri wa Julio 1964 o Branham Tabernacle o Jeffersonville, Indiana, wa Amerika.
All things are possible. Pray.
Nivekele.
Lord, now we believe. We believe on the Son of God. And through this we accept eternal life through Him.
Puia, fano hiyo nini naamini. Hiyo nini muamini mwana muluku. Ni mwaiela. Hiyo nini kupalikumi hinima la mwaiyo.
Now we have gathered again this afternoon or this evening for another service, trusting you for the message. And for what you will tell us tonight.
Vano hiyo no tukumana to makari pala ahiso ohiula mwahawa muteko woku korela mukina no roromela kaninyuo wa mutaka ni wa etunyue nroa anyu nile elu hiula.
We believe thee, Lord, and we wait upon thee. You said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle.
Hiyo nini waamini ninyuo puia nini nowe herera ninyuo. Ninyuo muhimia wira, ala nawe herera puya, animu nchererera ikurusaya, anovava ni mapupa antoko murumasi.
And we pray, God, that you'll give us that mounting up power tonight as we wait on thee.
Nihiyo ni mveke la muluku, wira nyuo munivahe ikurusei yosowe lohiula, okato nowe herera ahuni nyuo.
We thank thee for these people and for what they mean to you and what they mean to me. I thank you for it, Father. They are your jewels.
Hiyo nino shukuru ninyuo mwahawa atwala, ni wa etu entonyi reaya wa nyuo, ni etu au entonyi reaya wa mio. Mio kino shukuru ni mwahawa yeyo titi, au manianyu.
And I pray, God, that the night that you will manifest yourself and the way to them that they have need of.
Nto mio kimveke la muluku, wira ohiula, wira nyuo muisoni heremansi nyuma inamuna wao anipavelaya.
If there is sick here, may they be healed. If there is a doubt in someone's mind, clear it up, Lord. And just give us of thy presence and thy blessings, because we need them, Lord. You are our all-sufficiency. And without you, we cannot do nothing.
Ya kanle na retava awavonihiwe. Wakanle no hoveri ya muruni mwamutu mulaki herepuia. Ntomunivahe paahi sa mukale loanyu ni paraka sanyu. Okala wira hiyo nini pavela seyo puia. Nyuo mwa omale la wahu otene. Ni woi kala nyuo hiyo kaningwere ya wira tetu.
We pray that you will receive our thanksgiving for all that you have done. In the name of Jesus Christ we look forward to your blessings. Amen. May be seated.
Hiyo ni mveke la wira nyuo mwakelo shukuru wahu mwasotene nyuo muniranyu. Mwansina na Yesu Kristu hiyo ni mwehere ya iparakasanyu. Ame. Mukilatiki. Nto.
Well, it's just a bit cooler this Sunday night in here than it was last Sunday night. But we are very grateful to our brothers who work so faithfully and getting this in.
Vano oripahi oriri ya wakani timin kuilo hiyo mu. Ovika na saarea etimin kwithinro hiu. Hiyo niri oshu kuruvancheene washin ni huavanre muteko vohuiva hawira atoki hela.
I know two or three of them. Brother Mike Egan is to see back there. And Brother Mike and Brother Southman, Brother, I believe, Roy Roberson and Brother Woods and all of them, they were down here just sweating it out. trying to get it in so we could have this message now or today. So we're grateful.
Mio kinna suela anliwala ararua yao. Munna Mike Egan ntoko sinona kotuliwe ni mio munna Mike ni munna Southman munna mio ko kupali Roy Robertson ni munna Wood ni Otene aya au ya arisa vava ilipihaka atunako toki hawira hiyo ni werokala na mutako olavano wala olelo vano hiyo niri oshukuru.
Now next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, I want to have a healing service, a prayers for the sick, and we'll designate it to a healing service, if the Lord willing.
Vano etiminku inirua vasi isu, apu ya yatuna, kintuna kikalane muteko ovo niha, uove keleli wa wareta. Nto hiyo ninro romola ntoko muteko ovo niha, apu ya yatuna.
I noticed this morning there's a bunch of handkerchiefs here. I prayed for them. And I, while you were praying and singing, I prayed for the handkerchiefs. And then there's more here tonight.
Mioko oweha vasi isula, no kala nikuta na maleso va, mioko olompela yao. Nto mio, okatinyuo wa alompanyu ni wipa, mio ko olompela maleso. Nto vo, akala tovo hiula.
So we believe that God heals the sick. So many great testimonies of healing among us. And across the world, and we're grateful for this.
Vano hiyo, hiyo ninami ni uira muluku unavo ni hareta. Onamo onaulu pale munchene, uovo ni hiwe riariahu, ni ilapo sokopela, nto hiyo niri oshukuru mwaha wa yela.
And I thought, next Sunday, being I have to be away for a little bit, and we've been holding so much just to the teaching and of the message, I thought it would be a good thing if we had a healing service, prayed for the sick. And we trust that God will give us a great time.
Ntomio kahu puela, etiminku nirua, ekalaka uira kihano kalo otoka thivakani, ni hiyo nini kala nivaheraka vanchene uishuti hamutaka pahi, yeyo kupuela akawira, yamu kale tuyore era na kala nerumu, muteko ovo niha, na vekele nilareta, ni hiyo nini romela uira muluku ononi vahokati mulu pale.
Now many of you have to drive many miles tonight, so I was talking to groups over at the Blue Boar cafeteria today where I was having dinner. Many fine people, I got to shake their hands and talk with them, people I never met before that come here to the church.
Vano, anche na nyo ahana weti haimilia sincheno hiula. Vano mio kaalavula ni makuru o restaurant Blue Ball, olelo, weyo waliako yo ya yo hiu. Atu anche no re ramurima, kipachera wava hamukono nulavula ni yao. Atu kuhitongu wako kumana na kalai, anirava mukeresha.
And I'm grateful for such friends. And I want to thank each and every one of you. Some of them have picked blackberries and brought us. And one brought us a bucket of syrup or molasses, I believe it was. And just saying, you don't know what that means. And of a morning, I come up and go out of the house sometime.
Ntomio kinini shukuru mwahawa ashipata nao. Ntomio kintuna kimushukuru kula mmosa wanyuo. Akina wao ya hato tamora ori pa kuni ruhela. Ntomosa kuni ruhela muchoma mmosa wa oravo. Wala malasu kwa ukupali wira ari yeyo ni itusi iso. Nyo kamunsu eletue ni himi ae yeyo. Ntovasi isu uo, mio kinovenya kikumowani. Imara sikina yokala.
The other morning there was some brother there that was real bad off, had no clothes and things for me. Go give him some clothes.
Basi suo, aikala munna mmosaiwe aarima makale lote pashotakala. Karina atai kuoni itusiso. Atuna wira mio kiroe kamu pavelele kuo kamosa kamosa.
I started out and I almost stumbled over a bucket of blackberries sitting there.
Mio kikuma, ntoka ahale lo kwa tulamuchoma mmosawa amora ori pa warivale.
I said, you bring these blackberries? And he said, no, never had nothing to do with it. I've been here before daylight, and they were sitting here then. And it was my good brother Ruddle had brought them to me. And so those things I certainly appreciate.
Mio kwira, nyo mwarunha mora la oripa, nto kwira, nari, nkirina nata niyo. Mio kaarivava vahina tusha, na aoya arivava okatuo. Nto aarimuna kore ramurima Ruddle, akiruhenle mio. Nto siso, ituyo veke kaimio tisoki sivela.
Billy Paul just made mention to me a few moments ago that among this congregation tonight that took up an offering, that for me, I thank you for that. I didn't want you to do that. I just appreciate your efforts and so forth, but that wasn't necessary.
Billy Paul ono malarukilela, okati vakano vinre uira eriari ya mutuku manolo hiula, ya hitu kumanyiwa yovaha ya aria waka. Mio kinino shukuru ni mwaha wa yeyo. Mio nkatuna wira nyuo mwire yeyo. Mio kinini totopela wili pihawanyu nisiiso masikaya atuna nea.
But the Lord bless you. You know the Bible said, in so much as you have done unto the least of these, you have did it unto me.
Ntomasi, apu ya yore riheni, nyuo mosuela, biblio himme wira, masotene samu irelanyu oye vashawala, mwakire la yomi.
Now, I've been kind of speaking to you on the message very straight, and some people might be under the impression that I think that Jesus is going to come in the morning or tonight. I do.
Vano, mwainamune mosamio kinini kalohi kuwa kole lakani mutaka. Ntomio, atuwa mosamo sapotu kala na mupuelo wira. Wira mio kinupuela, wira Yesu nroo ravasi isu walo hii ula. Mio kinona.
I don't say that he will. And again, he may not come for next week. It might be next year. It might be 10 years. I don't know when he's coming. But there's one thing I want to always you bear in mind. You be ready every minute or hour.
Vano, mio nkini himia wira oo ni morwa. Nto emare kina alakilo oo potu hiru ampake sumane nirwa. Ni potu kala mwahiu, potu kala iaka muloko. Mio nkinsu elokati oo nirwawe. Masiyo kale etuwe mosa mio ntunaka o. Okati otene mpohe muruni. Mukale olika na kula minutu wala eora. Unona.
That if he doesn't come today, he might be here tomorrow. So just keep that in your mind, that he's coming.
Wira, o ahiru erulelo, o potu kalava melo. Vano muhele yeyo pahi muruni, wiro o ni morwa.
And I don't know what time is going to be my last hour on this earth. Neither does any of us. And it's not of us know when he's coming. He doesn't even know himself by his own words. He said the Father only knows when he will come. Not even the Son knows when he will come. It's when God sends him to us again.
Ni miyon kinsuela okatisheni onro kale ora kayokisera mulaponi mu. Nakala mosa ahiyo kansuela. Ni kavo hata mosa ahiyo onsuela okati o nirwawe. Nakala yo kansuela yo mwanene. Ni molu mwawe mwanene. O himme wira. Ati itipahi tansuela okati o nirwawe. Hata mwana kansuela okati o nirwawe. Puka timuluku onimuveleli hawa o wahiyo emarekina.
But we're looking for his coming. And if he doesn't come in my generation, he might come in the next. If he doesn't come in that one, he'll come in the next.
Masihio ni ngwehere ya orawawe. Nto oo ahirwe rukati wanloko naka, oo potu uru wanloko nintarlana. Oo ahirwe neno, oo nimoro nintarlana.
But for myself, I can't see hardly any time left. To me, it could happen at any minute. Now, that doesn't mean now. That you'll see the heavens change and that's not the coming I'm speaking of. I'm talking of the rapture.
Masi, wamiyo mansaka, miyo nkino na atoka tuhanle. Miyo pahi, wamiyo poti wira nea kula minutu. Vano, eyo kenihimia wira nanano. Nyo munro anyu one rimu tapanyea, nikula, oo kahiyoro miyo nihimiaka. Miyo kinihimia okushiwa.
See, he makes three comings. He come in three sons' names. He come in a trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. See, all of it the same Christ, the same God, all the time.
Mone, oo ni kumihere oramiraru. Oo ni ruwa mwamasina mararu amwana. Oo ni ruwa mwaoraru, tiiti mwane rohe oware. Mone, so tene iya Kristu mmosaru, muluku mmosaru, okati otene.
Now we know, he come to bring three works of grace, justification, sanctification, baptism, the Holy Ghost. Everything in God is completed in threes.
Bano, hiyo no suwe la wira, oo ni ruwa wira aruhe miteko mirarusa mahala. Oleve leliwa, oreriwa, opati isu aerohe yoware. Ituso tene mamuluku usi ni male la mataru.
And so, he come first to redeem his bride. He comes second as a rapture to take away his bride. He comes third with his bride, king and queen.
Ntosi iso, oo ni ruwa uopachera wira mvulushe mwaka meliwawe. Oo ni ruwa vanenli ntokokusha wira amukushe mwaka meliwawe. Oo ni ruwa vaneraru ni mwaka meliwawe. Mwene ni pia mwene.
That's when many people are expecting the coming, but when he comes this time, hardly none but those who are ready will know when he comes. There'll just be an absence of people. They won't know what happened to them. They'll just be caught away in a moment.
Ntotivavo atwanchena ni weherere ayorwa. Masi okati oo ni ruwa we marela, Kireke kavo ohi kala ale ariolika na onro suwe lokati oni rwawe. Onro kala ohale ela watu pahi. Kenro suwe liwe tu ya kumelenle. Awa onro kushiwa pahi okati mmosa.
And that they just come up missing, changed in a moment in a twinkling of an eye. So just be ready for that. It'd be horrible some morning to miss a loved one. No one can find him. Wouldn't it be too bad to know it's done past and you missed it? So just keep before God.
Niwira awa no halela pahi, otatushiwa na ananoru, ntoko wapila wa maito, bano mukale oli kana wayeyo, ya mukala yota kalesha vasi isu mosa ohalela mosa opentiwa, kavo ongwera wapwanya, kaya aro kala yona na resho suwe la wiro hiranea, na venyuo mohalela, bano mukale holo wa muluku pahi.
Now, next week, the Lord willing, next Monday, from week from this Monday, if God willing, I'm taking the family back out to Arizona where they go to school. And I'm coming back.
Bano esumane nirua apu ya yatuna esekunte nirua esumane mosokume sekunte ela mulukwa tuna kinrua wa kushamusi haka otike la wa Arizona weyu awansoma haya ntomio mio kinoho koloa.
Now I don't go out there. I haven't any services to be out there in. I'm hardly ever in Arizona. I'm gone somewhere else.
Bano mio nkinrua u mio nkirina atamuteko hoko korela wira kikaleiwe. Mio atanki nikala wa Arizona, mio kati wotene kinkala nipuro nikina.
I take the wife out there next Monday. I'm coming back here again. I leave from here to British Columbia. I come back to Colorado. I'll be in Arizona again sometime near Christmas. Just for a few minutes, long enough, for maybe 2 or 3 days, get the family together, be back here through Christmas holidays. Lord willing, have a service through New Year's week here.
Kinakusha mwara kampaka uu, esekunte nirua, kino chike la vavato, kinro kumava mpako Columbia Britannica, kino tike lo Colorado, kino ro kala to Arizona mahiku vakani akuvela kanatale, minutu vakani pahi okati wopiria, kino mahiku manli wala mararu, wira katuku manyamusi, kitikele wenno okati wawitu wa wanatale apu ya yatuna, kikalane muteko oko korela okati wa esumana wa yake esia wenno.
So then, I'm here practically. I'm here 10 times more than out there because we don't have any church or any services out there. Nothing we have out there. So, in a way of church service.
Bano nto mio kinikala anno poli malele ya vanchene. Mio kinikala anno vara muloko vika na iwe. Okala wira hiyo kanrina ateke resha wala tamuteko oko korela iwe. Kanrina atetu iwe. Siso, wainamuna ya muteko wa mukeresha.
That's one bad thing about it. I have no place to send the children that will hear these messages like your children get to hear it here. And so that's one defect we have.
Ewe tuyona na rawai yelo. Nkirina atani puro no waru ihana mwane wira ya iwe mchakola. Nto kwa ninyo aniwa ya va. Nto siso ewe halelo hiyo nrinahu.
But they're all healthier. It's a dry, hot, dry climate. But all the children seem to be healthier. I'm not there long enough to know where it's healthy or not healthy. I'm on the move and I guess I was just born a rambler.
Masutene haya kumisha, o mukalelo welapo wouma, woviha wouma, masi anamwa notena nikala ntokwa kumisha. Mio, mkinikala iyo kati wopiera wira kisuele ya arene ye kumi wala yohi kumi. Mio kirini mukwaha, ni mio kinona wira kiyariwe na mweta sapahi.
My wife calls me. I know she's here, so I'll get this after church. You all know. What is that called? Shifting winds or restless winds or whatever. You know, shifting sands or... I'm always on the move, in other words.
Amu haraka nikihana. Mio kosuela wira awa rivava. Siso mio kino livela no malamuteko. Nyuo tene mosuela etwi nihane liwaya. Ipeo so hilipalipa. Wala ipeo so ovedelea. Wale etupi itu. Nyuo mosuela. Ihava so tikinyea. Wala okati otene mio kinikala na mkwaha mamolu momakina.
And I've been married now 22 years. And sometimes I think I'm a stranger around the house because I have to be going.
Ntomio ko otela vano. Yaka miloko miilini piili. Ntomio imara sikina mio kinona wira kamalapowani. Okala wira kihano kala keetaka.
But I'm looking for the time that when we'll be settled down in the homeland someday. But now the battle's on, so let's be in prayer.
Masimio kingwehere rokati hiyo nroa hukala netoko yoli panihikunno. Masivano ekoto nlelo ni mueta, vano nikaleni lompaka.
Don't forget, next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, bring in your sick and the afflicted. Come early. get your place, and probably there's a group to be prayed for. We'll have to give out prayer cards.
Muhiliale etiminkwe ni rova asisu apuya yatuna, maru hareta anyo ni oripi wa murima, mureva hinashe, mupanyupuru anyo, nto alakela no kala na nikuru wira ni vekeleliwe. Hiyo ni hano vaha itikiti samavekelo.
If there isn't enough, we won't give out prayer cards, just not to form a little line like 2 or 3 dozen or something.
Ya hika lo pieria, hiyo kaninroka wa itikiti samavekelo. O piera pahi wira pakili inya ya mukani ntoko itusi apili wala taru, wale tusi iso.
But we'll probably give out prayer cards, so we'll probably do it about an hour before the regular service, which I think takes up, it'd be 8 or 8:30, they'll give out the prayer cards, open the church, give the prayer cards next Sunday morning.
Masi hiyo, hiyo alakela noka wa itikiti samavekelo, bano hiyo alakela nimu ira eyo eore mosa huinati muteko woko korela olikana, yo onupu elaka uiro nikusha, enro kale ora ane tanunataru, haiso tanunataru ni minutu miloko miraru, au anoka wa itikiti samavekelo, ano tukulekeresha, anoka wa itikiti samavekelo etiminkwe ni rava asi isu.
And then, be sure to be here for your, bring your loved ones, put them in there, be nice and cool in the church, if they're sick, and we'll do everything we can to pray for them. Thank you again for the love offering.
Ntovo muhihalelo kalava mwahawa ya winyo, mwaruhe ala na pentanyo, mwapwehe iwe, onro kala orera ni wori iria mumukeresha, au ya reena reta, ntohio ni mwire tupi itu mwire ahu wira na avekelele. Koshukuru to mwahawa yova hayampento.
Now, we're going to read some of God's word tonight, and be ready for this event of His presence again to bring us His word.
Ntovano ninroso mamaswa muluku mamosamamosa ohiula ni nikale olika na wayoku melelela ya mukale lwawe to wira anruhele maswawe.
Now we know we can read a text, but God has to reveal the context. See? We can take a text, but God has to reveal the context.
Vano, hiyo nosuela wira hiyo poti osoma yosoma, masimuluku uhana upulule ni himi haya. Munona, hiyo poti okusha yosoma, masimuluku uhana upulule ni himi haya.
While you're turning now in the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter, I want to say that I'm glad to have with us Brother Lee Vale, a precious brother in the Lord.
Vano, okati unikun lahu mulivuru ni mwa Yeremia kapitulu 2, meo kintuna kihime uira, kiniteelua murimo kala na ni hiyo, muna Lee Vale, muna Mosa Orera murima mwapuya.
And I think your brother here, I can't think of his name, Brother Willard Grace, and I've seen the brothers from Arkansas, Brother John and them from around Poplar Bluff, and Brother Blair.
Nimio kinona wira va, muna ola va, nkingwere upwe lansina nawe, muna Willard Grace, ni kiniwo na shina ni kuma Arkansas, muna John na akina, anikuma mutete wa Poplar Bluff, ni muna Blair.
And, oh, Brother Jackson, Brother Ruddle, and so many that I just can't, I wish I could call everybody's name, but I just can't do it, and you understand. Brother Ben Bryan, I see him sitting here, he's usually my amen corner, while I'm, everybody knows Ben by his voice.
Nto, oh, muna Jackson, ni muna Ruddle, ni anchene yao mio veke kainkingwere, kani tunakiromonle ni masina atu tene, masinki ngwere atu, ninyomu nisuela. Muna Ben Bryan, mio kini mono kila antene va. O voli malela, lotonaka na ame, okati mio o. Atu tena ni musuela Ben mwahawa nsunawe.
We, sitting in California one time, I was preaching a message for the Baptist people up in the valley. We had a big tent there and a lot of kind of aristocratical Baptists. I could never hear a amen from anywhere, you know, afraid some of the women break the paint on their face.
Hiyo nrieno California mare mosa, mio kaala leera mutaka atu anloko na apatisto katoni. Au ya arne hema yulu paleiwe, ni anchena inamuna wapatisto usu wanyea, mio nkawera kanaka lumui wa ame, akumaka nipuro pinipuro, mio mosuela, yovi wakashitiana mosa amo sopwesha wipi ntari wari wito waya.
And then, first thing you know, I seen a pair of feet about like that go up in the air and two big hands and a black hair shaking their horn. Hey, man, screaming like that. I looked down and I said, Ben, where did you come from? He was really getting the amen. I see his wife looking him over a little bit.
Tovona na anoru, kahona manao manlin tokoso arwaka musulu ni matata manlima alupale ni karari sori pasitikinye akavale akuelaka ame akuelaka siso ntomio kiwe havati mio kuira ben mukumevai oveke kai amuhimia ame mio kiwona mwara wa muhashesha kavakani.
Oh, he's losing a little of that black hair, but that's all right. Don't get worried about that. I did mine a long time ago. So now, don't forget to pray.
Vano, oh, sino mupwete avakani karari yeso ripa, masivarera nyuo mosuela, muhishanke mwahawa yeyo, mio so kipwete asawaka kalai, siso vano muhili alolompa.
Now, while we get to the sincere side of the service, remember, if we read this word, then God will bless His word. It will not return to Him void, but it will accomplish that which is purposed for.
Vano, okathunke la huipante ya sharia wa muteko, muupuele na somaru maswala, ntomuluku no reiriha maswawe. Au, kantike la wayo osiyuene, masano varele avahiriwaya.
And I know in reading the word, I'll always be right. When I read the word, God will honor His word.
Nimioko osue la wira, vosoma ni masu, okati wotene kino kala ni sharia, okati mion soma aka masu, muluku no titimiha maswawe.
Now let us stand in respect to His word.
Vano onroene emele, wotitimiha maswawe.
Jeremiah, the second chapter, the 12th and 13th verses of Jeremiah 2.
Yeremia, kapitulu 2, versikulu 12 ni 13 ya Yeremia 2.
Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord.
Mutikini hiwe, O erimu, ni ila, nupweliwa, mukale oripiwa murima ulu pale, anihimia tapuya.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Let us bow our heads now.
Tiri atwaka hira sota kalapili, au akimwala na mio epatuelo ya masi makumi, kutipa isisterna. Isisterna sopwe yasa sihingwere okala na masi, nura mihemuruvano.
Dear God, thy word has been read. And we pray that you will honor that word and give to us tonight the parable or the parallel of it.
Muluku otunea, maswanyu asomwa, nto hiyo ninveke la wira nyo mutitimihe maswao, nimunivahu hiyo la nlika nyiho wala elata nelwaya.
As we look to days gone by, Israel as examples, as the Bible teaches us, that we can see what you did to them when they obeyed the word, see what you did to them when they disobeyed the word, and learn what we must do.
Okatu niweha humahi kwa vinre Israeli, ntoke tonyero, ntoko bipili onishu tihawe wira niwere ona, etunyo mwa wire nlianyu ya okati ao ya iwele nlia amasu, wone etunyo mwa wire nlianyu okati ao ya haiwele nlia amasu, ni wishuta etuintune ya hiyo wira.
So we pray that you will speak to us tonight in a very special way that we might know how to conduct ourselves in this day that we learn this morning that we're living in. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. You be seated.
Bano hiyo ni mveke la wira nyuo mulavule ni hiyo hiula, mwainamuna yore erasha, wira ni suele mota wawise etiha ni hikunla, neno ni shutaliahu vasi isula, wira tinikalahu. Maana hiyo ni mveke la eyo mwansina na Yesu. Amen. Mukilati.
I want to speak tonight on the subject for just a short time on broken cisterns.
Mio kintuna kilavulo hii ula mwaha wa pahi o okati vakani pahi mwaha wa cisterna sopwe yasa.
Israel had done two great evils, God said. They had turned from Him, the fountain of life, and had hewed themselves cisterns to drink out of.
Israeli, airale itupili sota kalasulu pale. Muluku himme wira, awo yaari muivalanya niyo, epatuelo yekumi, kuitipela isisterna, Wira urieke vavo.
Now, that's something, the reason I thought of this text was because that it would run parallel to what I was saying this morning of the hour that we're living and the cause that we are struggling for.
Vano, ewe tuimosa, niwoko nupuele nliaka yoso mela o kalawira, eo ya amutara ele mio kahimiaka vasi isula, wa eora hiwe nikalahu, nini woko hiyo nilipihiriahu.
And we look at Israel as example that what God was, He always has to remain the same. And there's only one thing that God ever did honor, that was His way that He provided for the people.
Nto hiyo nimuwe ha Israeli nto kweto onyero, wira ele muluku ariawe, oo hano kati woteno kala mmosaru, ni erui tuimosa pahi muluku tonkwa otiti miha, yari piruawe ye yo wavahendria watu.
And when they got out of that way, then God was dishonored and God made the people suffer for getting away from what He had told them to do, no matter what it was.
Nto okati atwa kumaliae piru eyo, nto muluku aru hititimihiwa. Ni muluku ahi wiriha atu hawa mwaha woku melota waele o ahi meenriawe wira. Hata wira yari tusheni.
He even give them a law. Touch not, handle not, taste not. Just not because of the evil of doing it, but the evil of disobeying what He said do.
Oo, ata onnava hekano, muhikwanye, muhivare, muhilawihe, kahi mwaha ona narawira pahi, masi mwaha ona nara, wohi welela elowo himyawe wira iriwe.
And there's always cannot be a law without a punishment for law, because if there's no punishment, then law is not much to it, unless it has a penalty, the law.
Nto okati wotene, yo okala kivangwere ane okale kano hikanle hukumu yekano, okala wira, ya aikaleru hukumu, weso ekano kerina murerelo, boi kala wira erine hukumu, ekano.
Now, we find what they did in that day seems to parallel what we are doing today, what the church people are doing.
Vano, hiyo nino na wira etu ao ya erali aya ni hikunle, enikala ntokolika na nitu hiyo nira hulelo. Etu atwa mukeresha ni raya.
Now we see a strange thing here. It might be strange to some people. When He said, they have hewn to themselves cisterns, broken cisterns.
Bano, hiyo ni none tu yotikini hava. Eyo potu kala yotikini ha watwa mosa amosa. Okati o airali awe, nyuo murina, ao ya arina, ya timpe isisterna mansaya, isisterna sopwe yasa.
Now maybe some of you don't know what a cistern is. How many knows what a cistern is? Well, most all of you. If you was ever raised on a farm, you know what a cistern is. I remember I drank enough bugs from one to know what a cistern was.
Vano, alakela amosamo sanyuo kamun suele cisterne sheni, akavan suele cisterna, ahe, anche na nyuo, yakala ruira muleliwo sauni. Muni suele sisterne sheni. Mio kinu puela, mio nkirero uri ashiko koso pierea mwae mosa. Wira kisuele tu yari sisterne.
Preached out in a country where you, in a brush harbor where you'd have a big pitcher full of cistern water sitting there out of the rain, you know, and it kind of got a little old and then the bugs at night time would get into it. And so I know what cistern water is.
Mio kaalale ya kamukulutu ni weiwo, mutakwani wa mirapelela, weiwo wa aheli wa murinki mulu pale wa maase ya musister na vale, aepula, nyuo mosuela, ni ao ya akala ivakani, nto voi shikoko ohiu, saanike la memo, nto siso mio kini suela maase ya musister na sheni.
A cistern is a place, a thing that's dug in the ground to take the place of a well. Where people doesn't have a well, then they get a cistern.
A cisterna ni puro etunitimpwa vati, wira ekale ni puro ne ehimye. Vatu atwa hirina ehimye, ntoawa nitoki ya a cisterna.
In other words, a cistern is a man-made tank, or a man-made well in the ground. That man dig out to catch the water, to use it.
Mamolu momakina, Esisterna etanki enipakiwa ni mutu, wala ehime enipakiwa ni mutu vati, yeyo mutu ontipawe, wira eyere remasi, wira varele muteko.
Some of them use it for wash water, and some use it for drinking water, and different way, maybe all the water sometime that we used to get was on a cistern.
Akina ao anivare la muteko ntoko masu ukatela, na akina anivare la ntoko masu uria, ni inamuna sovirikana lakela. Masu utene imara sikina, yao narika kahun, warimu sisterna.
Used to have an old thing I had to wind around to get the water up, had little buckets on it to pump the water out of the cistern.
Ya haika letu imosa akala ya atune ovilika, horukureriha, wira panyane emasi. Ya haika lana michoma saamu kani vavo, wira sinule kemasi musisterna.
Well, we notice one thing about a cistern. It's different from a well. Now, a cistern will get empty. The cistern cannot fill itself. It is not reliable.
Vano, hiyo ninone tui mosamu hawa esisterna, wira tiovirikana nehime. Vano, esisterne no maleliwa. Esisterna keniwere wisari hamansaya. Eyo kendro romelea.
You can't rely upon a cistern. It has to rely and depend upon the rains that fall in the summer or in the winter, whatever it is, usually in the winter time. When the snow and rain comes, then it runs the water off into the cistern.
Kendra romeliwe cisterna. Ayo enro romela ni enlipa ni ipula sinrupe limwe wala eita. Enakale rutupi itu ira. Boli malelea, okati we eita, okati etapwe ni ipule nruaya. Nto eyo eno yeheri ya masimu cisterna.
And if it doesn't get that water, then you don't have any water. It's all dries up. And it can't refill itself. The old cistern cannot refill itself. It gets its filling from the rains that falls.
Nto, eyo ya haa kele rumasi yao, vano nyuo kamurina atamasi. Tie eyo tu. Enimuuma, ni eyo kenwere ya wisari hamansaya. Esisterna kenwere ya wisari hamansaya. Eyo, enipanya esarihelo haya wa waipula sinrupa.
And I want you to notice another thing about a cistern. Usually, you find, or the way it was at our place, the cistern, usually the barn's about twice the size of the house, and they usually run the water off the barn to the cistern.
Ntomio kintuna wira nyuo mwehetu ikina mwahawa cisterna, voli malelea, nyuo mumpanya wala enamuna ya area ya wanyihu cisterna, voli malelea, ntata nikala venli unu wawayo vika nempa, ni imara sinchene, masa niyehe ya kumaka vasuluva ntata, arwaka musisterna.
I remember that old cistern well out there when the drain pipes rushing into off the barn.
Mio kinu puele cistern ele iwe akalai, okatu wari nawe, okati mi pompe sovu viha, sivu vihe rakamo, vowa kuvanave, akumaka vantatani.
It fills from the barn, so then the water is carried from the roof of the barn where all the animals stepping around through the stable yard and all the filth of the barnyard settles on top of the barn in dry times, and then the water comes and washes it all down off the roof into a trough. It's man-made, then into a man-made spout, then into a man-made cistern.
Ewe nsare anaalan kuma vasuluva ntata. Vanonto maasa no kushu wa vanipato ni vantata. Vavo inama sotene seetaka nno nino, vaniate ni vanikoma. Nisona narasotene savapuani, sintuku mana vasuluva ntata. Okati welimwe. Ntovo, maasa ni morwa nurapi asote nei ya vanipatoni, siroi haka mukulako ni pakiwe ni mutu. Nto, mpaka mupompe opa kiwa ni mutu. Vo, mpake sisterna opa kiwa ni mutu.
If you haven't got a mess, I don't know what you got when you got a cistern. Yes, sir. It's all man-made and just as dirty as it can be.
Nto nyo mwahikala ne makuru mela, mkisuenle tumurinanyu, makalanaru sisterna. Ayo mulopwana. Sotene tisopa kiwa ni mutu, niona narapahi ntoko niwera ni ayo kala.
You know, we had a filter rag on one. Do you ever know what that was? Had to put a filter rag on it to catch all the bugs and things that come off the top of the barn and all around the place and pour it out from one place to the other into the cistern.
Nyuo mosuela, hiyo na ihanaka, hiyo na arine kikitoyantapu atamemo, Nyo moto kosuelele arsheni. Na ahano hele kikitu ya ntapwata memo. Wira na avarashiko kotene ni itusa akuma vasuluva vantata. Ni ipante sotene sanipuro nne. Nisayehe ya sikumaka nipuro ni mosa mpaka nikina. Sikelaka musisterna nto.
We used to put a filter rag on it to catch all the scum and stuff that we could. Of course, that wouldn't catch the real dirt. It just caught the big missiles that come down and fell into it.
Hiyo na ahela kavo kikito ya ntapwata vavo, wira ni vareni ni peru na otene ni itusa aweri ahu. Vekekai, eyo kaya avara ni kurumela nekekai, eyo ya avara ipolovolo sulu pale saakuru wa numore la memo.
The bug might fall in it, but the juice of the bug went on with the water. So you really had a mess when you had an old dirty cistern.
Vani werani ya mwashi koko more la memo, masimuhusi wa mwashi koko amuroa ni masi. Vano nyuo vekeka imuakala na makurumela, makala naru sisterna ya kalai ni otakat.
In a few days you let that water stand there, and it becomes stagnated. You let the water stand the cistern, it becomes stagnated. And it gets full of frogs and lizards and snakes, and we used to call it wiggle tails.
Mahiku vakani, nyuo mwahia masi weme la vavale, anikale otakata. Nyuo muhie masi weme la musisterna, awa anikale otakata. Ni anikale osarea a anapulu, na ana oko ni inoa, nto hiyo na awi hanaka anamwini hamwila.
Little bitty, I don't know where they're, not a parasite, they're, I don't know what you call them, but some little thing gets in the water that, we called it wiggle tail.
Ashikani, mionkinswela sinto, iyo kasi hiyo miowa, au a, mionkinwerea, mionkinswele tunyo mwaru anyu uihana. Masi itusikani sinikela masi nina, hiyo na aihana kahu, ana mwini hamwila.
You know what it is, how many knows what I'm talking about? Well, sure, all you country folks know. Gets it all full of stagnation. And then these lovers of stagnation comes with it.
Nyuwa mwini swela iyo sheni. Akavan suwele etu ni himiaka, vano vekekai atu tene nyua mukulutu ni muni suwela. Enikali hayo tene yosare otakata, nto ana mapentale sotakata, anorua ni yeyo.
It just actually comes because it's stagnated. And because it's stagnated, it draws the animal there that likes stagnated things.
Eyo vekekai norua, okala wire ri otakata, nto okala wire ri otakata, Eyo ni muvara murima mwashi na mamme eni musivela itu sotakat.
That's a whole lot like our churches today. I think that we have left one of the great sins that the church has done today, just like Israel then. It left him the fountain of living water and has hewed themselves out man-made cisterns.
Nto, eyo tiola tanavanche ene ni ikeresha sahulelo. Mio kinona wira hiyo nohia, emosawa itampi sulu pale kereshe ni rayo lelo, vekeka intoko Israelu katule. Mwaha uomu hiya yoo, epatuelo ya masi makumi, ni kwiti pela isisterna, sopa kiwa ni mutu.
And it become a habitation of everything that loves that kind of water. Lizards, frogs, and all kinds of unclean germs live in it. Because it's a man-made tank. And in this tank, these things stay. A perfect example of our denominational today.
Nto kukale toko ya ituso otene sinsiveliwa ni mutinto yo wa masi. Ana aoko, ana pulu, ni inamuna sotene saashiko kona nara, sinikala memo, okala wira, eyo tanki yopa kiwa ni mutu. Nto mutanki ni mumu, itu ya sino okala. Eto nyero yopa nelasa miromo lelo sahu lelo.
Now you say, Brother Branham, why do you strike at those people so hard? It ought to be struck at. It's got to be struck at. Flee it, because it will finally form the mark of the beast.
Vano nyuo munira, muna branan, munlavule lanina atuala mupapwaka. Ewe hano papweliwa, ewe hano papweliwa. Mutaweo, okala wira wo kiserani enro pake kanyero yansheni.
Remember, that is the truth. It will be the mark of the beast. Denomination will lead right to it. It's on its road right there now to force by power.
Mupuele ewe kekai, ewe nro kale kanyero yansheni. Muromo lelo ni mweti hero lukamiha kamemo. Ewe erimpiro ni mwa avale nana anova. Wire kanyerere nuweria.
Look in the old Roman Empire. That's exactly what led them to that mark of an apostasy. You found out that no man could buy or sell without the mark of the beast. You had to have it.
Nkawehani omwene wa Roma wakalai, wario oveke kai waroi halempake kanyero yokoto Kristu. Ya hona nea wira kavo mutu awero tuma walotumiha. Ahirine kanyero yansheni. Ahano kala na yeyo.
There's only two classes of people be on the earth, those with the seal of God and those with the mark of the beast. Only two classes. So you'll have to have one or the other. It'll be an apostasy, a mark of religion, apostate religion.
Arimakuru manlipa ahi atu andro kala mulaponi. Ale ni kanyero ya muluku na ale ni kanyero ya nsheni. Makuru manlipa ahi. Tivonyu wa munro kala na yokala ne mosa wale kina. Enro kalo koti wa okiristu. Kanyero ya etini. Etini yokota.
And it's going to have an image unto the beast. As we study, we find out that Rome was, is, and always will be the maw of the beast. Exactly, there's no way to get anything else. Rome.
Nto enro kala ne latarato yansheni. Ntoko hiyo sisomayahu, hiyo ni hona wira Roma ari, turi, ni okati wote no kala eka, walansheni, vekekai, kekale namuna yosu eleyo ntoko tuikina, Roma.
And what did Rome do was converted from pagan Rome onto papal Rome and organized the system, a universal system that forced everybody that one religion or be put to death.
Nto esheni Roma aira yawe. Aro rukunua okuma Roma epaka ukukala Roma au papa. Kutoki ha mweti hero wa mulaponi motene. Aka nyerera atu tene tini yeyo. Wala okeli hiwa mokwani.
And it's a strange thing that this United States appears on the scene. And it's like a lamb. And a lamb has two small horns. Civil and ecclesiastical rights.
Ntoye tuyoti kini hawire stadu ni dhulo ni kumele lavavo ni kuna kala ntoko mwaputiputi. Nto mwaputiputi orina manyaka manlima kani. Ihaki saatu ni saetini.
And after a while, when that was a lamb, we found out that it spoke then like a dragon. And exercised all the power the dragon had before it.
Nto nuviro kati wakani, okati hiyo ya area ya mwaputiputi, hiyo nini pwanya wira eyo ya alavu la ntoko hanasi. Ni ahiro were otene hanasi wari naya oinatuo.
And the Bible tells us that they said, let us make an image unto the beast. An image is something like something else.
Ni Biblia oni ni himera wira au irale, nroeni pake latarato yansheni. Elatarato etuinlata na ni ituikina.
And we can see it right now that in its apostate condition, the church is forming the World Council of Churches, which is the image to the power of Rome and will force upon the people the same thing that pagan Rome did, or papal Rome did. So there's no other way, no other thing, but that is the truth.
Ni hiyo ni noo were yaona, eyo nana anova wira, mamukale loaya wokota, ekereshe ni paka mwatano wa ekereshe samulaponi motene. Yeyo erilatara towa were ya Roma. Ni enroa waka nyerera atu wetu imosaru yeyo, Roma epaka wa irali yawe, wala Roma o papa irali yawe. Bano, kekanle na mune kina, hata etu kina, masiwe kekai.
That's why I'm striking it in my age, in my time. Because it's got to be struck at. The call coming to come out of her, my people. That you be not partakers of her sins.
Ntotivomi okinipapwela keyo katiaka. Okati haka, okala wira, ehano pwapweliwa. Wiha ni woni moro wa wira, mukumeri ya riaya tuaka. Wira nyua muhatane ni itampisaya.
Now, I'm liking that to these dirty, filthy cisterns. He is the fountain of life. He is the living waters. And man leave that and dig for themselves cisterns, which can only catch the filth. That's the only thing it can catch.
Bano, miyo kinlika nyiheyo ni sister na iya sona na ranisota kata. Oti ipatuwelo ye kumi, oti masi makumi. Ntomutu onihia yeyo, nutipa mansa ya sister na seyo sinakila ni kurumela pahi. Ewe tuimosa pahi ni were ayo panya.
And that's what denominationalism does. It catches everything that comes along. It wants to join. They're willing to take it in if it's got some money. Or can dress in a certain way. No matter who they are, where they come from, they take them anyhow.
Ntotie yo miromo lelo siniraya. Awa nikusha itusotene sinoro wa mosa nutuna wita kansha. Awa no kupaluhela moya kalaru wira akala na musuruku. Wala ani ware na mune mosa. Ata wira au tani. Otuni kumaya. Awa ni mwakusha na muna pina muna.
Now we find again that this mark of the beast that was formed here, America is number 13. It was born with 13 colonies. It had a flag, it had 13 stars, 13 stripes. And it even appears in Revelations, the 13th chapter.
Bano hiyo ninaona towira ekanyero ela yansheni hapa kiweva, Amerika numaru muloko nitaru. Owa patungweni ikoloni ya muloko nitaru, yaarine pantera yaarina itinairi muloko nitaru, malepa muloko ni mararu, na veto onikumele la mwawisu upulu la kapitulu terezi.
And America has always been a woman represented on our coins. Even the Indian head on a penny is a woman's profile. We know that. Know the history of it.
Ni Ameriko kati wote ne mutiana. Ononi heruwa musuru kunimahu. Atamuruwa muhinti wa sentavu mosa mukaleluwa mutiana. Hiyo nini sueleyo? Nini musuela wahalaya?
Everything, the Liberty Bell and everything, yeah, the Liberty, Statue of Liberty is everything a woman. A woman number 13. See? Now, it's beautiful to see those things.
Itusotene, esinu ya otapua, ni itusotene sikina otapua, etonto ya otapua tiyeyo. Itusotene mutiana. Mutiana, numaru mulokoni taru, munona, vanoti, tiore raona ituyo.
And now, I have predicted by a revelation from God or a vision in 1933 that seven things would happen before the end time.
Ntovano mio kahihi miotuli ni mupululo wa muluku, wala yoona 1933, wira itutanu na pili samuro kumelela o inatu pio kati woki seria.
And at one of them, that Mussolini, who was then becoming dictator, he would become dictator, and also you'd make an invasion and go down to Ethiopia and would take Ethiopia. In the spirit it said, he shall fall at his step.
Ni yo emosawa se yo wira Mussolini, yo katua kala muliporuma, o amuro kala muliporuma, ni naveto, o amuro tupela nukuruela wa Ethiopia, ni amuro mukushe Ethiopia, ntweronho eo kwira, o no mora.
I wonder if there's any old timers still left in a tabernacle. Remember me saying that in the Redmond's Hall down here when we preached many, many years ago.
Katuna kisuele sinto akala toko ene nlelo ahanle mutapernakulu. Anupu elamio kihimaka yeyo musala Redmond's nino. Okatu lalenyahu, yaka sinchene, sinchene kalai.
Is there one in the building tonight that's left from down there, the old Redmond's Hall, when I preached that, when they had the NRA out, way back time of Roosevelt's first term?
Okala mmosa mpanu hii ula ohanle aiwe musala Redmans ya kalai, okatula lenyaka yeyo, okatao ya arina ya NRA iwe okati woruma opachera wa Roosevelt.
I guess there's not a one in here. Is there one? Yeah, one. There's one, yes, Miss Wilson, I remember her. My wife, sitting in the back. Two left out of the old generation of those in that day.
Kinoona wira kakanla ata mosamu, okala mosa, ayo, mosa, okala mosa, ayo, muhano Wilson, miyo kini mupuela, amu araka kila antutuli, anli ahanle, anloko nakala iwale anihikunle.
That when they said this NRA was the mark of the beast, I said nothing to it, not at all. The mark of the beast don't come here, it comes out of Rome, and it can't be the mark of the beast.
Wira. Okati ya ahimi waya wira eni eri ayo latari kanyero yansheni miyo kuira. Atetu ni yeyo nakala. E kanyero yansheni keni kumaweno. Eyo ni kumo Roma. Ni ela keni were aneokale kanyero yansheni.
And I remember that these things are said. Said Adolf Hitler would come to a mysterious end. And he would declare war on the United States and they'd build a great concrete a thing that they'd even live in it.
Ntovano mupuele, wira itu ya sohimwa, kwira Adolf Hitler aro kalane malelo yoti kiniha, ni wira o aro murumihele koto Estados Unidos, ni wira au ya aro oteka etu yulu pale ya kokoto, memo ataya aro ayo kala samo.
And right there, the Americans would take a horrible beating at this, and it was a Siegfried line, 11 years before it was ever started to be built. And then said, but he would come to an end, and the states would win the war.
Ntovavale, atwa wa Amerika ya mupanyoshinti wa ulu pale mwaiela. Ntowa wa arimukano Siegfried, yaka mulokoni imose hinata atopacheru otekiwa. Ntotokwira, masi owo amu pia o maleloni, nto Estados Unidos amu shintekoto.
And then said that there's three isms, Nazism, fascism, and communism. And I said they'll all wind up in communism. Russia will take it all in communism.
Ntoto kuira wira, so kala ijmu taru, nazijmu, fascismu, ni komunizmu. Ntomio kuira, so tene iyo sinroma lela muhinama komunizmu. Rusia onokusha so tene iyo muhinama komunizmu.
And I said then, science is going to be so great, man's going to get so smart till he invents so many things, until he's going to make an automobile that looks like an egg. It'll have like a glass top on it, and it'll be controlled by some other power than a steering wheel. And they've got the car.
Ntomio kuira, vano siensi onro kalamulu palesha, mutu onro kalosu elasha, mpaka sinroa opaka itu sinchene, mpaka onroa opake karo ni kala ntoko noche, enro kala ntoko fituru vasuluvaya, ni enro weti hiwa kani ikurusi kina si ikanlelemi, ntoawa akala nekaro eo.
And I said, then the morals of our women is going to fall in such a degraded thing to go be a disgrace to all nations.
Ntomio kuira, ntomakano ashitia na ahwa no ro mora maituso hononea, mpaka awa nro ayo kale palawa ilapo sotene.
They're going to wear man's clothes. They're going to keep taking off their clothes till actually they come down like they got their underneath clothes on. That's all. And finally they'll come to wearing just a fig leaf.
Awa nro waraka ikuosa alopwana. Awa nro tikela rulaka ikuosa ya mpaka vekeka ya nro ayo kala ntokwa wanre ikuosa asamuhina. Tie yotu, ntowo kiserani, ano pierero wara nikuku na ifi kupahi.
And if you notice in last month's Life magazine, they had the woman with the fig leaves on. And that's the new evening frock or gown, what they wear every evening.
Ntonyo mwaweha, revista Life ya mweru vinre, aho ni heri wa mutia na wanrene makuku waifiku. Ntoewe vesti ituisia yohiu, wala epapo, yeyo awa ni wara ayohiu.
Transparent can see through it. Only the fig leaves just hides a certain spot of her body. With strapless or unstrapped bathing suits, the top of it exposed body. And how at those things has happened.
Yowo nela, enonele ya mwaiyeyo. Makukwa efiku pahi enipiti hanipuro ni mosa pahi nerutwawe. Yo ikala na mulisa, wala ni mulisa. Ikuosa orapa niso ikala na mulisa vasuluvaya. Erutu yowo ni heriwa. Ni mota itui ya siira neyaya.
Then I said I seen a woman standing in the United States like a great queen or something. And she was beautiful to look at, but wicked in her heart. And she made the nation step, go at her step.
Nto mio kuira, mio kahimo na mutia na mosave nye no Estados Unidos, nto kopu ya mwene mulu pale wale tusiso, ni o aru ore rumuwe ha, masimutaka limurima ni mwawe, nto o ahiri helapo weta, otara nivalo nawe.
But I said, finally he told me to look back east again, and when I did, I seen, looked like as it was the world had exploded. As far as I could see was nothing but sticks, And smoldering rocks have been blown up out of the earth.
Ntomio kuira, boki seria, o kukileela wira kitikelo wehe panto ni kumansuato. Nto, okatuwe haliaka, mio kahona, ya akala ntoko yari, olumwe nkuwaro ruma. Nto, wora kamela shasaore akaona, kaya akanla tetu wohi kala ikopo pahini, ni mialasa muishi seyo saa kummevati.
And these were to happen before the end of the world. And five of the seven has already happened in 33 years. There we are. Back to the end time.
Ntoia, sari wira siirane hinatupie male loo lumwenku. Nto tanu, satanu napili siiranea, muinawa yaka miloko miraru. Hiyo nrivo, nitikelako kati woki seria.
And I spoke against that denominational system right then. And I still believe tonight that it's a cesspool. That it's a place where the filth run into it.
Tomio ka hila vula ki popela ka mweti hero wa miromo lelo katuo. Nimion lelo kinami nuhiula. Wiran non liti. Wiran non ipuromakurumela animorela ayamu.
I can't believe that God would ever take such a thing in His church because it's got to be born of the Spirit of God and it cleansed before it can be called His. Amen. The mystical body of Christ, we're baptized into it by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Mion kingweria wamini wira muluku amuhele tuyo mukeresha mawe. Okala wira ehano kala yoyariwa ni roho ya muluku ntoyore rihiwa einati wihaniwa ya wawe. Erutu ya siri ya Kristu, hiyo ni mpatisi wa memo, ni upatisi wa roho yowaria.
Yes, this cistern system is certainly a perfect example of denomination. A wise man ought to look and never to go into it, for God has proved through the ages that He's against it and never did work with it.
Ayo, mweti herola wa sister na vekeka itonyero yopwenele amuromo lelo. Mutwa miruku, ohano weha, ni nakalo hike lamo. Maana muluku honi herea maovira wakati, wira oon ni virikanyi heyo, ni wira kanavereke muteko ni yeyo.
Any group, any time a man raised up with a message, like Luther, Wesley, or so forth, and Smith and Calvin, and them, when they started the organization, God laid the thing on the shelf and never did visit it again in a revival.
Kula nikuru. Kulo kati mutuve nyawe ni mutaka mmosa, ntoko Luther, Wesley, wala akina ni Smith, ni Calvinu na akina, okati hawa pachendra ya mutenkeso, muluku apwenhe tuyo muparatile rani, kanaka lakala toto lakato ni muhaka laliho.
Look through history. There has never been a time that God ever took a denomination and made a revival out of it. Nowhere.
Wehemo avira ni wakati, konaka leko kati muluku tonkwa okusha muromo lelo, kukaliha muhaka laliho ni yeyo. Atava tu.
Then through history and by the Bible proves that it's a filthy thing in the sight of God. So I don't want nothing to do with it. And that's why I'm against and trying to get the people out of it.
Ntomovira ni wakati ni Biblia eno ni hera wira eyo etuyota katava maito ni vamuluku. Tivo mio nkintu na atetu ni yeyo. Ni tivo mio kiriako virikanya na mio kinere ya wakumihere atu otawa yeyo.
We are invited, like in Israel, so is it now, to look to Israel for examples. They, as long as they stayed with that fountain, they were all right. But when they got to hewing themselves cisterns, man-made systems, then God left them flat. He'll do us the same.
Hiyo nini latuliwa ntoko Israeli, tisi isovano, omuwe ha Israeli ntoko itonyero. Ao, okata hao ya akala haya ni ipatu welo yelo, hao ya akala sana. Masi okata hao ya aroa ya witi pela isisterna, mieti hero sopa kiwa ni mutu, ntomuluku ama atolosha. Owo, ononi irihe tui mosaru.
They have forsook him, the fountain of living water. That was the complaints that God had against him. To make something they could say, you see what we have done.
Awa amuhi yoo, epatu welo ya maasi makumi. Iyo tisari milatu muluku harina awe ni yao. Opake etui mosa au ya aru ayo weri ya wira. Mkuonane itu hiwe pakaliyangu.
Now when in the time of the travel of Moses, when God by grace had given them a prophet, had given them a pillar of fire to go before them, had vindicated it by signs and wonders, grace had provided all these things, Israel still wanted Saul law. They refuse grace to take law.
Bano okatiwa kwa haya Moise, okati muluku ni mahala avaha yawe profeta, avaha yawe nlumi na moro wira siroeko holo waya, ahili pihera yeyo ni miriria ni soti kiniha. Mahala yaaniva hera itu ya sotene, Israeli nlelo atune onne ikano, au ya konte mahala wira kushe ikano.
That's exactly what the people does today. They refuse the word to take a denominational system. Because in that they can do what they want to and get by with it. But you can't do it in Christ. You've got to come clean and clear in order to be in Christ.
Eyo vekekai titu atwanira ayolelo. Awa nikota masu wira kushe mweti heru wa muromo lelo, okala wira memo, awa niwere wira etu antunaya, nuru ohi hukumwa niyeyo. Masi, keniru weyo makristu, nyo muhana orwa ore ira murima ni oloka, wira mukale makristu.
Leaving the artesian well for a man-made system or cistern. Could you imagine someone doing that? Could you imagine the mental conditions of a person that could drink at a fresh artesian well and would leave that for a man-made cistern with frogs and lizards and wiggle tails and everything else in it?
Ahiyake himi anatutu, mwahawa mweti hero opa kiwa ni mutu wale sisterna, mwamuwero mutokelela mutu airaka yeyo, mwamuwero tokelela mukalelo wa mupuelo wa mutu, awere ourya vee himi ni anatutu yoriria, nuhia yeyo, mwahawa sisterna yopa kiwa ni mutu, eri nana pulu, nana aoko, nana mwini hamwila ni tusotene sikina memo.
It don't seem even sensibly to be right. But that's just exactly what the people has done. They've left the word, the true fountain of God's source and power, to drink out of cisterns and make themselves cisterns. Same as they did then, they have done it now.
Atake ni kalantoko yoto kelele ya okala sana. Masiveke kai, ewe tu atwe ni iraya. Awa ahia masu, epatuelo yeke kai, epacherelo ya muluku, nuweria. Wira aurieke musisterna, ni wipake la isisterna. Etui mosaru ya erali ayo katule. Awa hira yeyo vano.
He said they've left me here. He said here in Jeremiah 2 and 14 or 13 rather. He said they have left me, the fountain of living water.
Awanira, oh himewira, awa akimwala na mio, va oh himewira, va mwa Yeremia 2:14 wala 13 kireke, oh himewira, awa akimwala na mio, epatuelo ya masi makumi.
Now we see what a cistern is. We see what it catches. We see how it's made. It's a man-made thing. It comes off of a dirty roof.
Vano, hiyo ninona ele kanle sisterna. Hiyo ninona etuyo na akelaya. Hiyo ninona mote nipaki waya. Ewe etuyopa kiwa ni mutu, enikuma vasuluva nipato nota kata.
The water that falls down hits on a dirty roof and it only washes the roof off. Puts it down through a man-made trough, through a man-made spout, into a man-made tank.
Masa ni mora, anipia vanipato ni nota kata, ntoawa ni rapi hanipato, anikuruwe lihaviraka murato ni opa kiwa ni mutu, haviraka mumpompe ni opa kiwa ni mutu, mpaka mutanki ni opa kiwa ni mutu.
And all the filth gathers in there, and the germs, and the lizards and frogs and things of the land like that.
Nto makuru melo tene antuku manamemo ni a ashikoko na naoko na napulu ni itusa mulaponi ntokosi iso.
And notice they are the unclean animal. Wiggle tail stagnated. A wiggle tail can't live in clear water. If it does, it kill him. He's got to be in the stagnation.
Nto mwehe awashinamona nara anamwini hamwilo otakata. Na mwini hamwila kangwero kala masi ni morera, akalaru awa no mwiva, o hano kala motakatani.
And that's the way it is with a lot of these parasites today. You can't live in the fresh water of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason they're so firmly against the Word. And said contradicts itself, there's nothing to it. It's because they have to have some kind of a stagnated pool to wiggle in. Right?
Nitisi iso eriaya nisinchene sa miowa iyo lelo. Nyo kamungwe rasokala masi ni ori ria eroho yo waria. Tivo awa riaya owili piha virikanyi hakamasu. Ni wira awa nimu hivirikanya mansaya. Kekanla te tumo. Okala wira awa hano kala na mutinto mmo sawa itanki yota kata. Wira itiki nyekememo. Ekekai.
That's the same way it is with frogs and with lizards and with tadpoles. And such as that, they've got to get around the swamp or the stagnated pool to live. For it's their nature to live there. And you can't change the animal till you change its nature.
Eyo pina mune mosaru na anapulu, na anaoko, na anarukinya, na akina ntokose iyo. Awa hano roa mpaka mutapuni wale tanki yota kata, wira kaleke. Okala wira timukalelo ayo kala ame. Nikivangwere ani omuru kunsha mwashi nama, mpako rukunsha mukalelo awe.
And you cannot make a man see the Word of God till his nature's been changed. And when his nature is changed from what he is to a son of God, and the Holy Spirit comes into him, the Holy Spirit wrote the Word of God.
Nikivangwerea ni omwiri hamutu wona maswamuluku, mpaka mukale lwao rukunshiwa. Nto okati mukale lwao ni rukunshiwa ya wetu oriawe, mwamwana muluku, nto eroho yoware no kela mwayo, eroho yoware ya telempe maswamuluku.
Today I was talking with my good friend Dr. Lee Vail, who's present now. And he's quite a theologian. And so we usually have some pretty good discussions on the scripture. Very smart.
Olelo mio kalavula nimpata na korera murima totori liveil yo orivava vano ni o teoloku ni siso hiyo na anikala naka kamosa nini kala nako vanyiha na kamosa kamosa orera mahawa solempa osuela sana.
And he asked me one time what I thought about the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost. Was it speaking in tongues? It's been many years ago. I said, no. Can't see that.
Ntoa hiki kohaimare mosa etukupu elaka wa eoni hero yopachira ya iroho yoware. Warula vula ilavulelo. Eo yari yaka sinchene kalai miokuira nari. Nkingwe rosuela sana eyo.
He said, neither do I. Said, though I've been taught that. He said, what would you think would be evidence? I said, the most perfect evidence I can think of is love. And so we got talking on that.
Oh, kuira, nakala mio, kuira, kinamwiki shuti hiwene yeyo. Oh, kuira, eshe ninyu wa mupu elanyu wira ya mukale yoni hereo. Mio kuira, eyoni hereo yote pasholika na mio kingwere haka upu ela openta. Ntosiso hiyo narwa nilavulaka yeyo.
And then I thought that sounded pretty good, so just help that if a man's got love. But one day the Lord, in a vision, straighten me out.
Ntovo mio kupu ela wira eyo ya hii wanyo ratene, tivo mio vavarele nyaka yeyo, mutu akalana rupenta. Masini hiku ni mosa apu ya, mwayowona kukila kiheria.
And he said that the evidence of the Spirit was those who could receive the Word. Neither love nor speaking in tongues, but receiving the Word.
Ntoa kuira wira, eyoni hero ya eroho, ya areale ya orea wake la masu, atopenta.
And then Dr. Vail was saying to me that that is scriptural. He said because in John 14, Jesus said when he, the Holy Ghost, has come upon you, he will reveal these things to you that I've taught you and will show you things to come. So there is the genuine evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Tototori li veili, akile elamio wira, eyo tiolempa, o kuira. Okala wira mwa Yohani 14, Yesu himme wira, okati iyo, eroho yo ware nruaya mwanyuo, ewe no upululelani ituia, mio siwishuti haliakani, ni enimo suelihani itusi nroho rwa, vano yo kale yoni hero yoloka ya eroho yo ware.
He's never told me anything wrong yet, that it is, the evidence of the Holy Ghost is he who can believe the word, if you can receive it.
O katonko kile la te tuyovo nyanlelo, wira, ewe yoni hero ya iroho yowaria, tule ongwerea wami ni masu. Mwawereaka wakila yao.
Because Jesus never said when the Holy Ghost has come, you'll speak with tongues. He never said the Holy Ghost come, you'll do any of those things. But he said, he will take these things of mine and show them to you. And will show you things that is to come.
Okala wira, Yesu kanato kohimia wira. Okati roho yowaria nruaya, nyua munola vula ilavu lelo. O kanato kohimia wira. Eroho yo ware aroa yo roa, nyuo mwamu ire tupi ituwa ituse ya, masi owa himye wira, owa no kusha ituya wa miyo, ni onimo suelihani nyuo, ni onimo suelihani itusi nroo roa.
So there is the genuine evidence of the Holy Ghost according to Jesus himself.
Amen. Bano, ewe rivo, eyoni hero yolika na eroho yo ware, ntoko Yesu mwanene.
So all these sensations and things that people have and still live on, you can see why they do it.
Vano mione loia sotene ni itu atwa rinaya, ni nilelo antike laya kalaka, vani werani ya ona etuawa nire laya yela.
See, it becomes a denomination or stagnated pool, and there'll never be a denomination made upon the perfect word of God. It can't do it because you can't nominate or denominate God. No, sir.
Mone, ewe nikala muromolelo, wala etanki otakata. Ni kani kalakalo kalaka muromo lelo opa kiwa vasuluva masu olo kamuluku. Au kani raeyo, okala wira kivangwa raneyo muromola walomu helansina muluku. Nari mulopwana.
The reason is, you get a bunch of men who can believe the word. Let them start an organization, the first thing you know, in a year's time there's a bunch of rickies in there that you couldn't do nothing with. They got a hole and you can't do nothing about it. It's not God's system. It isn't.
Ni woko naya, nyuo munao panya nikuru ni mosa na atu angwerea waami ni masu, wahi opachera mutenkeso, etu opachera noonea, muhinawa yake mosa na okala nikuru na mariki ime, yao vahawerea ni awira na etu. Awa noho olela, nikivangwerea ni awira atetu, mwahawa yeyo. Oo kuhiyo mweti hero wa muluku, kuhiyo.
So we know that that thing's out, it becomes a cistern, and it becomes a place where each one will compromise on this, that, or the other to get members in there. Or let people come in.
Pano hiyo no suwe la wire tuyo ruta, ewa nikale sisterna, ni enikalo provavo kula moson ruawe wisa kaleli hanila, nile, wala nekina, wira yakeli hatume, wala, wari hatukela.
We find out this system started one time, back in the Israelite days when they're digging these cisterns, and there was a man, and a bunch of Pharisees who had dug some cisterns, and they had a man named Herod. And he was a proclamator, governor of the state.
Hiyo nino na wira mweti herola opachenroka tumosa, otulima hii kwa Israeli, okatao ya atipa ya sister na iya. Nto aikala mulopo na mmosa, ninikuru na afarisi, yao ya atimpe sister na kamosa kamosa. Nto aho ya aikala na mulopo na mmosa aiha ni wairoti, ni oo, arina mahimia, kuverna toro elapo.
And he come down to hear a man that didn't fool with their denominations. He was a prophet, and no prophet ever had anything to do with the denomination but hated it.
Mto wa ahirwa omui wa mulopwa na mmosa heti hasana miromo lelo saya. O ari profeta, nikavo profeta atonko kala nanata ni miromo lelo. Nya, yaani nyoka.
This prophet began to say, don't you begin to say it in yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, because I tell you that God's able these stones to rise children of Abraham.
Profeta ola kupachera wira. Muhisoto teke mansinyu, hiyo naokala na titi wa Abrahamu. Maana mio kinohi mierani wira, muluku atama luku ala, onni wero tatusha, ekala na wa Abrahamu.
And they brought out a dignitary to hear him. And this dignitary had took his brother's wife away from him and married her.
Ntuahiru hiwa mutwantiti miho wira amuiwe yoo. Ntu mutwantiti miho yola, amukunshe mwara munna wekumutela yoo.
What did that man walk out to his face and say? They thought he would compromise and say, now, sir, you have your nice seat over here, and you are, I'm so glad you're here to hear me today.
Ntomulopwa naole kuru ampako holo wawe ntokuhi mesheni, au yona wira, oo amu isakale la ni wira, vano mulopwa na nyuo mwokala nehiche yore rava, ntonyuo mwahana, mio kini tapa nyuo kala va wira mukiwiri anolelo.
John spoke right up in his face and said, it's not lawful for you to have her. The very first thing he said, he bawled him out for his sin.
Yohana arimweta pahimpako holo wawe kwira, ke hiyo yopa nelanyuwa mutelo. Etu yopa cheroa ahimali awe, o aromu ulumela muhawe tampe awe.
See, denominations make stagnant pools where men can live with women and women can carry on and cut their hair and wear shorts and anything else and call themselves Christians. But a genuine fountain, hallelujah, of the power of God, it can't stay there because it pushes it out.
Mone, miromo lelo sinipaka itankisota katamemu alopwa na ngweri ayo kala na atiana awa ni weri ayo wise eti havoi panela, numeta mai haya, ni wawaraka putula, ni kule etwikina ni wisi hana Kristu. Masi epatuelo yoloka, aleluya, yowari ya wamuluku, eyo keniwe rokala mme, okala wira, eyo no tikelota.
I am the fountain of living waters. They left me to dig themselves some cisterns.
Mio ki ipatuelo ya masi makumi. Awa akimwala na mio, wira tipe mansai sisterna kamosa kamosa.
Now a fountain of living water. We find out what is a fountain of living water. We find out what the cistern is. Now what is a fountain of living water? It's an artesian well.
Vano, epatuelo ya maasi makumi, hiyo ninone sheni patuelo ya maasi makumi, hiyo ninone sheni sisterna. Vano, esheni patuelo ya maasi makumi, ewe himea natu utu.
An artesian well, what's that, Brother Branham? It's a well that always comes from beneath. and pushes this water out. It's flowing all the time. It is self-supporting, always fresh and clean. An artesian well, a fountain of living water.
Ehime ana tutu esheniyo munna brana. Ewe himyokati wotene ni kumavati nutike la masi ayota. Ewe no kwala lokati wotene. Ewe ni kapelela mansaya. Okati wotene yoriria ni yoonela. Ehime ana tutu epatu elo ya masi makumi.
It's not dead and stagnated, it's living. It's constantly changing. Bringing up something new all the time. Moving on. Coming from its resources.
Ke hiyo yo kwa niyota kata, ewe no kala, ewe okati wotene no virikana, eruhako sulu etu esia, okati wotene, eroaka, ekumaka vepache relo nivaya.
It draws its resources from its bed, which is still a fountain of living water spraying up. Self-cleansing. It's clean, pure, clean water. It's self-supporting. You don't have to wait for the rains to fill its tank up.
Eyo ni kumihe pacherelo ayava mureha ni mwaya. Yeyo eri, lelo patuelo ya maasi makumi emiserere ya kosulu. Eni kukutamansaya, tiyo uonela, yoloka, maasi uonela. Eyo ni kapelela mansaya, nyo kamurina yoli pelela ipula wire sarihe tanki haya.
It's always a bubbling up. Gives us water free. You don't have to pump it, wind it, twist it, or join it. It's just a fountain of living waters.
Eyo kati wotene no pwapwarua. Enivaha maasya ya mahala, nyo kamurina yoshokola, orukunusha, ovilika, wala wita kaniha niyeyo. Ewe patuelo pahi ya maasi makumi.
You know, you take these old cisterns, you have to crank it and crank it and crank it and pump them and everything to get a little less stagnated water out.
Nyo mosuela, nyo makusha cisterna ya sakalai, nyo muhano rukunusha manivelo, rukunusha manivelo, rukunusha manivela, nushokola ni ituso otene, wira mukumihe vakani masi alota katota.
But a fountain of living water gives it out free without pumping, joining anything else. Oh, I'm glad for that fountain. Yes, sir.
Masi epatuelo ya maasi makumi nova hayao mahala. Oikanlo shokola wita kanihe tuikina. Oh, miyo kinini tapa mahawe epatuelo eyo. Ayo mulopwana.
It needs no strainer on it to take the parasites out. For it's coming so deep down there in the rock until there's no parasites there.
Eyo kentu na ateki kitomai eyo. Wira sikumihere miyo wota. Mana eyo ni kumi havativo uisha miala nime. Eikale muatami o wame.
It don't have to have an educational rag hanging on it. That's right. Some worldly made system of man-made denominational wisdom to tell you before a psychiatrist whether you're able to preach or not.
Eyo kerina yokala nantapwata noso manitomeiwe nevavo. Tieyo. Mweti hero opa kiwa molumu enkuni wa ankili amuromo lelo opa kiwa ni mutu. Wira yolele nuholo wa psikiatra, mwakanle no erolale ya walanari.
It don't have one of those filthy rags hanging on it. It push it right off as soon as you put it on there. You can't do it.
Eyo kerina ni mosewa matapwa talo ona naratomeiwe nevavo. Eyo yamu kakelota malakaru hela vale. Kivangwere ania wira siso.
That well is bubbling up all the time. You put one of them rags on it, throw it from out of the one side of the other. It don't have no time for a denominational rag on it.
Himi ele no kapulo kati wotene. Nyo mwahelaru ni mosawa matapwa tale vavo. Eyo ya amurihela na anano ripante mosawa lekina. Eyo kerina atoka tiwantapwa tana muromo lelo vavo.
You don't need no filter, no strainer, no pumping, no jerking, no nothing else. It's just there bubbling up. It don't have to depend on local rains to fill it up.
Eyo kentu na atafili turu. Ateki kito, ato shokola, ato sukuma, atetu ikinato. Eyo rivale pahi popwaruaka. Eyo kerina yoli panaipula simora wire sarie.
Rains are revivals. Where that fountain, that's at that fountain of life, where the carcasses, the eagles will gather.
Ipula mihakalaliho. Vavo epatuelo eyo, ewe patuelo eyo yekumi, varimurutu, vavo tankumana yasha wawe.
You don't have to pump up a revival. You don't have to pump up nothing. Only thing you have to do is just come to the fountain.
Amen.
It's always full of good fresh water, and there's no end to it. It just keeps on bubbling.
Kivantu ne oshoko la muhaka laliho. Kivantu ne oshoko la atetu. Etu imosen tune anyo uira, urapai vepatu eloni. Eyo kati wote ne riosare ya masu urera, ni oriria, ni kekanle male lomayeyo. Eyo no urapai kapulaka.
You don't have to go with the sister and say, well, if it rains and washes off the barn, we'll have something to drink. My. Not this, that artesian well spurting forth good cold water all the time.
Nyo kamurina yoro ava sisterna niwira, ahe, yaruparu ipula kura pihantata, no kala netu yowuria. Munona, ulu, kahila, enhimi ele ya natu utu, enikuma masurera ni ori iriokati wotene.
You can depend on it. You don't have to say, well, I'll go to this old cistern we used to drink out of, but it hasn't rained in a long time. I'll tell you, it may be dry.
Nyo potu lipa niyeyo, kamurina wawira, ahe, mio kinorua mpake sisterna ela ya kalai. Hiyo nani uri akavavale, masi uoviro kati munchene hiru pakepula. Mio kinimo olela ni, alakelewe huma.
That's why some of these man-made systems are. You can go in if you got a big something going on, a big caboo or selling something, or some kind of a, something going on, a big parties and things going on, bunko games and parties in the basement, and everything, you might find a full house.
This is so mieti hero kamosakamosa sopa kiwa ni mutu siriaya. Nyo potu kelamo, nyo makalanaru itu yulu pale iraneaka, efitina yulu pale uire tumihi wetu, wala, wale tupi itu iraneaka, ni ira nulu pale ni itusi iraneaka, amuse wachuku, ni maire mpaya vati, ni ituso otene, nyo potu panya sisarenyene mpantero.
But where you go to where that fountain is bubbling up, always the people there getting a good cold drink of water, you can depend on it. Say they haven't had a revival for 10 years. If you live with that fountain, she's always got a revival going on.
Masivanroa nyumpaka vatu epatu welo eyo nipopwa ruaya, okati wotene. Atu arivala uriaka masi orera ni oriria. Nyuo potu lipa na eyo. Anira, au kanikala na muhaka leli humayiaka muloko. Nyuo makalava kiviru ni ipatu welo eyo. Eyo kati wotene, okala na muhaka leli hon. Onira nea.
Like the little Welshman said one time, when they had the Welsh revival going on, there's some dignitaries from the States. Some of these great doctors of divinity went over to Wales to find out where and what all this was about.
Toko mukale kwa himiawe, wala okatumosa au ya arina ya muhaka lalihowe kale kuiraneaka. Ya aikala atuantitimiho ya kumestadu nidu. Amosamosa wa matoto rala tivintati ya ronwe mpake lapo yokalish. Wira suwele vai ni muahawasheni saari ayosote neia.
So they had on their turnaround collars and their plug hats and this walking down the street. And here come a little cop along, wheeling his little billy club in his hand, whistling, down at the cross where my Savior died. Down there for cleansing from sin, I cried. There to my heart was a blood applied, glory to his name, walking down the street.
Vano, au ya arina mikalasa asoru kunshiwa, ni kartola saya, nto au ya amweta kuruela kepiro, nto va onoro mupilisa mmosa muamukani, nintu kunawe matatani, opaka nturi, vamuiki manyo vale, vavo mopole yako kuyawe, vale kahin lawira sirapihiwe itampi, vale, epomea ahiheleliwa murimaka, nivuhi wensina nawe, akuruela kepiro.
So they said, this seems to be a religious man, we'll go ask him. And they said, mister, he said, yes sir. He said, we are here from the United States. We're a delegation. We come over here to investigate the Welsh revival, so called.
Vano hao kuira, olo nikala ntoko mutuna tini, nroena mkoheyole, nto hao kuira, mwenye, kuira, ayo mulopwena, o kuira, hiyo nriva nikume stadu nidu. Hiyo ni rorumwa, hiyo ni ruleno wira na avye muhaka lali howeka leku, oo ni himwa.
We are doctors of divinity, and we are here to look it over. He said, we want to know where the revival is and where it's held. He said, sir, you have arrived. I am the Welsh revival. The Welsh revival is in me. Here's where it's at.
Hiyo na matotora divindadi, nto hiyo nrino wira niko hako heyelo. O kuira, hiyo ni ntuno suwela watu muhaka lali horiaya, ni watu nira neaya. O kuira, mulopwena nyuo mwopia, miyo ki muhaka lali howeka leku. Ame, muhaka lali howeka leku orima miyo, va tivaturi aya.
That's the way it is when you live with that fountain of living waters. It's living all the time, bubbling over and over and over and over. There's no end to it.
Eyo pina muneriayo kati nyuo ni kalanyu va kiviru ve patu elo yeo ya masi makumi. Eyo no kalo kati wote ni popwarua kavohi hiereria, kekanle male lomayeyo. Hallelujah.
Now go sift some water. We had a rain here not long ago. That's not it. It's that fountain of living water.
Kahi roani moone sinto akala masi sinto nai kala nepula va okati vakano vinre kahi yeyo ewe patuelo yeyo ya masi makumi.
As I say, it gives us water free. You don't have to put rags on it. To find out some educational rags before you send him out to preach and see if he spells his words right, speaks them right, if he uses the nouns and pronouns and so forth and adjectives.
Ntokosi ni himiaka, eyo ni vaha maasi haya mahala. Nyo kamurina yohe la matapota vavo, wira musuele. Matapota kamosaka mososoma, muhina tumuru moro lalea. Niwona sintona alikela molu mwawe sana, onni lavula sana. Sintoni romo la masina, ni masina awe, ni siiso, ni mikalelo.
Many of them don't even know what they are, but he's living at the fountain just the same. So you just say.
Anchena ao, atakansuwe lao taani. Masuo ni kala vepatuwe loni namune mosaru. Mone, emosaru.
It don't have to depend on the local rains to fill it up or the local revivals. For it, you don't have to do that. For its power and its purity is within itself.
Eyo kerina yoli panaipula sinrupa wire sarihe. Wala mihaka lali hosavavu waiyela. Eyo kerina yowira eyo. Mana oria waya nurera waya erimu hina maiye.
That's where the word is. Its own power. When a man can receive it in his heart, it's got its purity. It's got its power. It's right in the word itself. Springs forth to life.
Divavo masuvariaya. Oria waya mansaya. Okati mutungweri awe wakila yao murima ni mwawe. Awa akala nore rawaya, awa akala nore rawaya, ewe riveke kaimasuni mansaya, aniru hekumuta.
Israel would get away from it, they'd get in trouble. Every time they got away from it, they got in trouble.
Israeli aivalanyi haruni yao, yamu kalove la vela, kulokati ao ya aivalanyi haya ni yao, ao yaani kalove la vela.
Same as we do now, when the revival gets away from that, then it's no good. It digs itself some wells and or some stagnated cisterns. And there it goes.
Enamune mosaru hiyo ni rahuvano. Okati muhaka lali honiva la nyihaya ni yeyo. Ntoku hiyo orera. O niti pelai himye kamosaka mosani. Walai sister na sota kata. Ntovono oroa.
But he always helped them. The murmuring at the Red Sea. Then, when they murmured, yet in all that he had promised, made him a promise. He should have turned them back right there the way we'd look at it. But he had promised to take them over there.
Masi o kati wote na naka liheria, mwapelo oparea yokuwa, nto o kati au ya ampe haya, lelo masote na iyo, o ahimia, aha himeria natiri, o aha na watiki hava hava levene, enamuna hiyo na aruwa huwe heyo, masi o aha himeria wakusha mpaka iwe.
What did he do? Them children of Israel, he furnished them the pillar of fire and everything for vindication, their prophet, and they let him out there to the sea and always his trouble against it.
Esheni o aira yawe. Ana Israel ale, o avanhe lumina moro ni tusotene, wire lipiheriwe. Profeta haya, nto iyo sahiwe etia mpako parea, nto okati wotene, so kala mikata miho ni yela.
And here come the Pharaoh and his army, and you know what God did? He just opened up that red stagnated cistern. The Dead Sea's the deadest thing in the world. It's really dead, it's stagnated. Nothing can live in it.
Ntova onorwa tifarao na anakotwawe. Ntonyo mosuele tumulu kwa araliawe. O atukunle sisternele yoshe eria yota kata. Eparea yokwa. Etuyoma lelo kwa mulaponi. Eyo vekeka iti yokwa. Eyo tiota kata. Kiawe tuniwereo kala memmo.
And he opened it up and set them free on the other side. He took them to where they wouldn't have to be bound by such a thing as that.
Ntowa ahitukula kwa kali hota puwepante kina. Oa haro iho tu au ya haro ayo kalotu kiwa ni tu siso.
In the wilderness, they found that the tanks could not be depended on. They were dry. Found out they go from one water hole to another.
Motakoni, au ya ahona wira kiva awira neolipa na itanki. Iyo sahuma, ya ahona wira au ya aniro antia tintia.
When they was in the wilderness, they're starving to death for a drink of water. And they go to this tank over here. A pond, it was dried up. They went to another place, it was dried up. They just couldn't think they was ever going to get a drink.
Okati ao ya area ya motakoni, ao ya anivoli watunako uri ya masi. Nto ao ya aniro etanki ilano, mkwikwi, o wahuma. Ao ya aniro anipuro nikina, ya ahuma. Ao vekeka ikaya uri ya upuela wira ya mukalakala roako uri ya masi.
And then on the most unlikely place, In all the desert, they found the water. It was in a rock. It was in a rock. The most unlikely place that a man would find any water would be in a dry rock in the middle of a desert.
Ntovo ni puro note pasho huu puelelea motako ni motene, au ya haiponya masi, au ya ariva mwala, au ya ariva mwala, ni puro note pasho huu puelelea wira mutu amu panya masi, waro kalava mwala vo uma, eria ria motako ni.
But you see, God does things like that. In the most unlikely place, in the most unusual way. That's what we've always had.
Masinyuwa mwone, muluku onira itusiso, ni puro nohu upuelelea mwainamuna yohili malelea, eyo titu hiyo nikala na hukati wotene.
They think you have to have a big denomination so together and let them all come together and have a great big milling around and so forth and get thousands to cooperate and all like this to have a revival.
Awa nupuela wira nyuwa muhano kala na miromo lelo sulu pale vamosa, ni wahi oteno tukumana nukala no shila ulu pale mapuro otene nisiso, ni wira atui konto sene iwanane, nisotene sisa, wira kalani muhaka laliho.
Sometimes God takes a little old guy, don't even know his ABCs. And right amongst a bunch of illiterate people that hardly know his right hand from the left, he can raise up a revival that'll shake the world.
Imara sikina muluku ni mukusha mutumamu kanu himusuela hata abesi awe, ni iri arene ya nikuru natu ohiso mahingwe rovala anjihantata na anolo pwana ninotiana, owa potu venshe muhaka laliho, onro tiki nyolumu.
He did in the time of John. He'd done in the time of the prophets. None of them, as we know of, was ever educated. But God could get a hold of them and do something with them.
Owa ahiro kati wa Yohani, owa ahira eyo kati wa maprofeta, kavomos ao ntokosi nsue lahu atonko soma, masimuluko ahiwere wakusha niwire tuni yao.
In this rock came forth the waters. He was the rock, and he commanded this rock and must be smoke. And he gave abundance of pure, fresh, clean water to everybody that would drink. He saved all who would drink from it.
Vamwalava ya ikumamasi, o arimwala, nto o ahiruma mwala yola, ni wahano maniwa, nto o ahimva hamasu wata orera oriria, o onela, kula mutu atuno uria, o ahiu opolo tena ale atuno uria vavu.
A perfect parallel, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but would have everlasting life.
Lika nyiho nopanela ni Yohani 3:16. Muluku openta sholumwenku, mpako mvaha mwanawe mmosene, otene olo ni mwamini yowo ahirimele, masiwira akalane kumihinimala.
God smote that rock on Calvary. Our judgment is upon him, that from him might come the spirit of life. That would give you and me eternal life. That's a perfect parable of it there in this wilderness.
Muluku ahima na mwalowo o Kalvario. Ola muliwa wahu wari mwayowo. Wira mwayowo ero eroho ye kumi. Yaro aova hani nyuo ni mio ekumi hinimala. Non likanyiho nolo kawayela. Iwe motako ni mu.
They never had to pull, dig, pump or anything. Just partake of his provided way freely. When they didn't have to dig it out of a pond, they didn't have to pull it up with a bucket, they didn't have to have no windle to get it with, they just had to partake of it.
Ao kaya tonko kala yopurula, otipa oshokola, wale tupitu, wira mpanta pai we piru awe ova heriwa mahalene. Okati, kaya arina yotipa wira kumihe mukwikwini, ao kaya arina yopurula ni muchoma, ao kaya arina yokala na manivela wira varane, ao ya ahana pai wira mpanta waye.
And that's all there is now. You don't have to join nothing. You don't have to get out the altar and work up something, pump in it. You don't have to say a word over and over and over until you get a confusion of language. The only thing you have to do is just partake of him for you. God's provided way.
Totie yo tuwe kanlevano, nyo kamurina yo wita kaniha na atetu. Nyo kamurina yo rwa wa altar na upake etu mushokolaka. Nyo kamurina yo himanulu muimara sinchene mpaka nyo kala na mawo wantava. Etui mosamu rinanyi o wira, wira mpanta pahi wa iyo, mahalene, epiro yova heriwa ni muluku.
No pumping, no pushing, no nothing. Just take of it freely. Nothing you have to do, just partake of it. That is just believe it. That's all I can say to it.
Nakalo shokola, nakalo kita, nakala atetu, okusha wa iyo pahi mahala, kamurina atetu yo wira, wira mpanta wa iyo pahi, eyoti, waamini yao pahi. Tie yo tuwe niweri yako hime wa yeyo.
They never had to do anything for it, never had to dig for it. They never had to get down and cry all night for it. They just partook of it. It was smitten and ready. That's right.
Ao kaya tonko kalo wire tuira panye, kaya tonko kalo tipa wira panye, ao kaya tonko kalo kuruela ni unlo hi wotene, wira panye, ao yaira lempanta waye yopahi, wari woma ni waniwolikana, tie.
I'm looking at a man now, sitting in the back of the room here. I remember telling that on an old barn stall one day by a manger.
Mio kimue hamulopwena mosa nanano, okilantutuliwe salava, mio kinupuela wira komulela eyo munikoma ni nakalai, niku ni mosa, watamela nikula.
And he said, but I'm no good. I said, I know you're not. And I said, I'm not either. But I said, you're looking at what you are, quit looking at what you are, look what he is.
Nto kwira, masi mio nkihio rera murima, mio kwira, mio kosuela wira nyoka muhio, ni mio kwira, hata mio nkihio, masi mio kwira, nyuo muniwehele mukanyanyu, ntomuhie owehele nyuo mukanyanyu, ntomuwehele o kanyawe.
He said, if I could just get rid of these cigarettes, Brother Branham, I'd be a Christian. I said, don't get rid of them. You're trying to get good and then come to him. He never come to save good men. He come to save bad men that know they were bad.
O kwira, vakanle wira kaniwere wahia sikarwala muna barana, mio kamukala mukiristu. Mio kwira, muhahie, nyuo munere kala mutu orera murimanto wira murewa yo. O katonko ruelo opola tu orera murima. O aruenlo opola atu otakala. Yasuela wira yari otakala.
He said, well, I said, listen, you don't want to go to hell, do you? He said, no. I said, well, you don't have to. He died that you might not have to go. He said, what do I have to do? I said, nothing. It's just that simple.
O kwira, ahe, mio kwira, mwiwe, nyo kamuntu noro moro ni munituna. O kwira, nari. Mio kwira, ahe, nyo kamurina yoroa. O kwira, wira muhiroe. O kwira, kirekesheni, mio kwira atetu, tiyoko ya shasiso.
He said, but if I can ever, I said, there you go back to that cigarette again. Quit thinking about that cigarette. Just remember, think about him. Yeah. What he did, what he is. Yeah. Not what you are, you're no good, and you never was, never will be. But what he is, yeah. He's the one.
O kwira, masi kakalakala rukiwereaka, mio kwira, nyua muniro avo, mutikela kasikaro oto, muhie mupuela sikaro o. Mupuele pai, mupuele yo, etu owo ira yawe, etu owo kanyawe, kahile nyuo mukanyanyu, nyuo kamuhio loka, ni nyuo kamunakaleke, ni kamunkalakala mukalaka, masi, elo owo kanyawe, owo tokanle.
Now I said, now the only one thing you have to do, if he took your place down there, you just willingly accept what he did. The only thing you have to do is just accept it.
Ntomio kwira, vano etu imosa nyuo murinanyu wira, varu wira owo kusho puruanyu iwe, nyuo votu na wene mukupali pahi elo o irayawe. Etu imosa nyuo murinanyu wira okupali yeyo.
Well, I said, that's simple. I'll do that. I said, here's the creek. I brought him up here and baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ.
Vano o kwira, eyo tioko ya, mio kinimu ira eyo, mio kwira, murotu ulo riva, munona, kimuru hava kimupatisa ninsina na Yesu Kristu.
Some of these people are sitting here and I know they felt funny at me for doing that. I know what I was doing. I seen in the man something that was genuine. I could see it there, and I took him and baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amosamo sa atwawe kilanti vava, ni mio, mio kosuwe la wira ya haiti kinihi wa mio wira yeyo. Masi mio kaaniswe le etu kiiraka, mio kaahone etu mamulopwa noo, etu ya ari oloka. Mio kaahiwe reaona eyome, nto, mio kimukusha kimupatisa ninsina na puya Yesu.
And when we did that, it wasn't long after that till he went down to his son's house. We seen a vision of a tree being broke at a certain place. And the man fell, almost broke his back.
Nto okati hiyo ni irayahu yeyo, kiwavin rokati munchene numala yeyo, kahiro ampakempa ya mwanawe. Hiyo na ahona yo, yoona ya mwiri onyanyiwa kanipuronno. Nto mulopwa noo kumora, anahalela unta mutanawe.
Took him in the hospital, and that night the Lord revealed to me that was the end of cigarettes.
Hiyo kimuro hiyo shipiritali, nto hii ule apu ya kiku upululela mio, wira yari malelo ya asikaru.
So the next day he wanted some cigarettes. I said, I'll buy him a carton and take it to him. You just watch and see. His cigarette days are done. He's never smoked one since, never wanted one since.
Vano melo ni mwaya, oo kimu tunasikaru, mio kwira, mio kinoa mutumele masu imosa kimuro ihele. Muwehe pahi mwone, mahiko awa sikaru amala. Oo katonko mupa hatamu mosopa cheravavo. Ni katonko mutu na atamu sopa cheravavo.
God See, the first thing you've got to do is to come to that fountain. You've got to come to that water. Realize it's nothing that you can do. It's what He done for you.
Muluku, mone, etu yopa chera murina nyuira orwampaka vepatu eloni vavo. Nyua muhano orwampaka masi yao. Osuela wira ke hiwa tetu nyua muniweri anyuira. Tile o wira nyawe ni nyuo.
You don't have to dig. You don't have to pump out. You don't have to quit this. You don't have to quit that. The only thing you have to do is get there and drink. That's all. If you're thirsty, drink.
Nyua kamurina yo tipa. Nyua kamurina yo shokola. Nyua kamurina yo hiela. Nyua kamurina yo hiele. Etui mosamu rinanyi o wira opiavale nuhuria. Tie yotu. Nyomu avoliwe nentona muhurie.
Now, He was a rock. God smote Him for us. And He gave forth abundance of pure clean water. He does yet today to everyone that will Amen. Believe. This is His grace, of course, to His people, us.
Bano, o ari mwala, muluku kumba na yo o mahawa hiyo. Nto o kukumi hamasi o wata o rera o onela. Owo nlelo ni kumiholelo, wale otena nrua wamini, ala mahalawe, vekekai, watuawe, hiyo.
There's something like there, like the people of today, ready to receive what they can get, but don't want to give any service in return. Israel was ready to drink from the rock now, but they didn't want to give God His service that was doing.
Yo kale tuimo santo koiwe, ntokwa tuulelo, olika na wira ya kele tu awangwere ya opanya, masikantu novaha atamuteko otuvela, Israeli ari olika na wira, wira ureva mwalavano, masi au kaya atu nomba hamuluku muteko awe, watune omuvarela yowo.
And He's always given us a service. You know, we can't even breathe without Him. We can't breathe without God's service. That's how dependent we are on Him.
Nto o kati wotene, oni nivarela hiyo muteko, nyua mosuela, hiyo kaningwere atomu mula ohi kala yowo, hiyo kaningwere omumula wohi kala muteko wa muluku. Eyo timota hiyo nriahu oli paniyo.
And yet, it almost breaks us in two if we try to have to do something for Him. He asks us to do something. Go see somebody. Go pray for somebody. Go help somebody. It almost breaks us up to do it. But we don't want to do anything to Him for service.
Nto nakalavo, eyo eni nipo sheria rihiyo neria kawira. Nihano mwirele tuyo. Owo nivekela hiyo wiretu. Oro mutotola mutu. Oro muvekele la mutu, oro mukalihera mutu. Ewe ni hala vakanu ni pula ni raka eyo. Masi hiyo kanintu no muirele tupi itu wantoko muteko.
His complaint was, they have forsaken me, the word, and have accepted a broken cistern instead. Except they have forsaken me, the fountain of life. The fountain of water, of life. And they desire and would rather drink from a stagnated cistern.
Ula siya wawe wari, awa akimwala na miyo. Masu, kikupali sister na yopwe ya nipuro na ye. Okupali, awa akimwala na miyo, epatuwelo ye kumi, epatuwelo ya maasi kumi, nto awo antuna ni antanlo uriava sister na yota kata.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine a person now that here's an artesian well is putting out the fine limestone water right out of the heart of the rocks down there in the sand beds and so forth, just as cold and good as it could be, and would rather drink out of a cistern over there that had washed off the top of the barn, the sheds, and all the outbuildings around the place?
Nyo mwamuero tokelela eyo. Nyo mwamuero mutokelela mutuvano wira. Vayo kale himea na atutu ekumihaka pahi masa aore rasha anluku nekinampo. Ani kumeria ria mialame mureha ni wa mihava ni siso. Ori iriasha ni ore eresha vaniwera ni ayo kala. Nto anitanlo uria vasister na vale. Yeyo ya arapinye vasuluva ntata ni marapata ni aipaso otene sirivapuani.
Put it right into that cistern there where the seepage of the water drains right back into from the barn, the stables and stalls and everything draining right back into the cistern. And then we want to drink out of that before going to that artesian well. There would be something mentally wrong with the person. That's right.
Nuhela yao musister nele vale. Memo ono wela wa masu nikela ayamo. Akumaka vantatani, munikomani, ni muehilini, ni itusotene sivuvela kampaka musisterna. Ntovo hiyo nintuna oku. Na muuri ya vavo, ohikanlo roa vehime ni vale anatutu. Ya mukale tuyo ohilo kamuruni mamutuo. Tieyo.
And when a man or a woman will take a denomination on their stand, that'll permit bobbed hair, wearing shorts, makeup, all this other kind of stuff, and some little kind of a program and all this carrying on, and can go to the bowling alleys and all that nonsense out there and can put up with that.
Nto okati mulopwa na wala mutiano nikusha awe muromo lelo holo awe, ontuni heria ikarari sokuvea, wawa raka putula, wipi ntari ni ituso otene ya sikina, ni mutinto mmosawa, we toki hero ya mukani ya muteko, ni muete lola otene wohi loka, ni potu roa mapura musewe bolishi, ni sorope so otene ya me, ni andi wero vile la yeyo.
And like that better than to do the old-fashioned word of God that cuts down and hews out, it makes ladies out of women and takes them, makes them dress right and act right, takes cigarettes and tobaccos and swearing and cursing and lying and stealing away from you and all the world away from you and give you something that is a perfect satisfaction.
Ni sinna sivela vanche nese yo, ovika na nasivela ya maswa muluku mwaena muna ya kalai antike la nutipula, ni wakaliha shitiana hano, ni wakusha, ni wakaliha owa rorate ene, ni weto rate ene, anakumia asikaro nasona, ni molu mona nara, ni nunye mula, ni wota ni wia mwanyuo, ni okumi holumu enku wote ni mwanyuo, ni wova hani etui mosa eri oteli wa murima oma lela.
Why do a man or woman go to such a thing as that for comfort? How can you get comfort out of that?
Mwahawasheni mulopwe na wala mutiana onroe lawe tunto kweyo wira panye maleleo. Enwere aniasayu panye oteli wa murima mwayeyo.
How could you get a fresh drink out of a stagnated cistern? Why would a person goes to a stagnated cistern to get a drink when there's an artesian well open, you'd say there's something wrong with that man's mind.
Mwaro waria sai ouria masi ori iria kumaka musister na motakata. Mwaha washeni mutu aroa, mutu aroaka musister na niyota kata wira urie. Ekanlene hime anatu utu yotu kuliwene. Nyo mwamu ira, yokale tu hilonke ni mupuelo wa mutuo.
And if a woman or a man goes to such a place to find comfort, there's something spiritually wrong with that person. Amen. They don't want the word. It shows that their nature is still a frog or a tadpole or something.
Ntomutiana wala mulopwa na aroaka nipuro neno wira panye male leo, yokale tu hilonke muroho ni mutuo. Au kantu na masu, ewe noni here wira mukale loaya nlelo na pulu, wala na arokinya, wale tu siso.
That's right. Something of that nature that likes that stagnated pool. Because them kind of things won't live in a freshwater pool. They can't do it. It's freshwater. They can't do it.
Tiyeyo, etui mosaya mukale loo ensiveliwa ni tanki iyo yotakata. Okala wira itunto iyo kasinro okala mutanki ni yamasi oririya. Iyo kasinwere wira siso. Au masu oririya. Iyo kasinwere wira siso.
Now, the complaint was they left it. And today, they've done the same thing.
Vano, mulatu wari, awa roo hiya yelo. Nulelo, awa inretu imosaru.
Now, look at the woman at the well. Well, she come up to Jacob's cistern. And she had been getting water there all the time at Jacob's cistern.
Vano, mkangwehe ni mutia na vehimeni. Ahe, o aruie mpaka va cisterna ya Yakope. Nuo okati hotene, anipo nyamasi vavale.
But Jacob's cistern denomination, we would call it, because he dug three of them, and this one he had dug. Now, she had a great story. She said, now, our father dug this well, Jacob. He drank out of it, his cattle drank out of it, and everything isn't that good enough.
Masi esisterna ya Yakope, muromolelo, hiyo namuiha nasiso. Okala wira, oa ahitipa taru, ni ila oa aro tipa. Vano, oa aikala na wahala mulu pale, o kuira. Vano atiti hutatimpe himela, Yakope. Ao ya auria vava, ni namasa asa auria vava, ni tusotene. Eo, keni pieria?
He said, but the water that you draw from there, you thirst again. Have come back here to get it. But said, the water that I give you is a fountain, a geyser, spurting up from the inside, and you don't come here to get it. It's right with you.
O kuira. Masi nyuo munirika nyuvo, munovoli wa tontona, muhano tike lavava uira murike, masi kuira, masi miyo nova haka ni epatuelo, jaiser, anikuma muhina, nikamunrwa vaa uira murike yao, awarini nyuo.
Notice, but when she discovered that a scriptural fountain had spoken to her, by a scriptural sign that she had been looking for, she left that Jacob's denominational system and never went back to it again because she had found the real rock.
Wehe, masi okatu suenlia wira epatuelo ya sole mpaya ahila vulaniyo o, ni to nyero ya sole mpayeyo o akanlia wa wehereyaka, o ahihi ya mweti herole wa muromo lelo wa Yakopi, ni katiken letoeyo, okala wira, o aiponya mwala wekekai, munona.
She ran into the city. She was through with sin. She was no more a foul woman. She said, come see who I have found. A man who told me the things that I've done, isn't this the very Christ?
O atimaken lopoma. O sahim malela itampi. O kakanle tomutia notakala. O kuira, murwe, mone olo kumananiaka. Mulopwa na mosa yo kihimenre itusi irayaka. Kahio la Kristo ene.
That sister might have been all right. It had served its purpose. Now, she was at the true fountain. The cistern had been all right until the true fountain was open. But when the true fountain come along, the cistern lost its strength. She found there's a better place to drink.
Owo, e cisterne le poti aruratene. Eo ya ahivareliwa mutekwaya. Bano, o arive patuelo ni vekekai. E cisterna, yari oratene mpaka epatuelo yekekai tukuliwaya. Masi okati epatuelo yeke kairuliaya, esisterna ya ahima laikurusaya, owo kusuela wira, no okala nipuro nore erouriavo.
And there is a better place. There's a better place than that's in Christ. In St. John 7:37 and 38, Jesus said at the last of the Feast of the Tabernacles, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink.
Nto no okala nipuro nore era. No kala ni puro norera ni noti ma Kristu. Ma Yohanu waria seti 37 ni 38, Yesu imye wira, wa omalela ni wanira na mashasha, akala mutu ovoliwentona, aroya mio aurie.
They were all rejoicing. They had a little spurt of water coming out from under the altar, and there they was all drinking from this in celebration of the feast, and said, our fathers drank from a spiritual rock in the wilderness.
Ao tene amu hakalala. Ao yari ne kowelo ya masi ya mukani kumaka vativa altarini, ni vale ao yari ote na uriaka vayela, atapelaka wanira, ntokuira ashiti iti uya ahiuri ya vamwala wa muroho ni motakoni.
See, they hewed themselves a cistern. Some stagnated water they pumped down from somewhere and spurted it up under the temple there. And they would all get around this water and drink and say, years ago our fathers drank in the wilderness.
Mone, ao ya ahi tipele cisterna. Masi ota katao ya shokon lia ni puro no, ni akuma vative mpayo olo mpavale. Nto ote ne aya ya rukurere ya masi ya la nuhuria ni wira, ya kasivinre ashiti itihu ya ahiuria motakoni.
Jesus said, I am that rock that was in the wilderness. Said, we eat manna from heaven and God rained it down. Said, I am that manna. That fountain was standing among them. That bread of life was standing among them. And still they did not want it. They'd rather have their cistern.
Yesu kuira, mio kimwala yole warimo otakoni. Kuira, hiyo ni hoye mana ya akuma wirimu ni muluku ahimo roshela vatieyo. Kuira, mio kemana ele, owe patuelo ele ya ariri ya riaya. Eoya ye kumi ya ariri ya riaya. Nto, nakalavo, au kayatune eyo. Au, ya anita nlokala ni sister naya.
Because man had made this and God had sent that. Amen. That's exactly the difference. Dug themselves cisterns. He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He is that fountain.
Okala wira mutu apankela ni muluku avele linghele. Eyo veke kaitu virikana waya ya itipenle sisterna. O kuira, akala mutu voliwentona aroya mio aurie. O tipatuelo eyo.
And as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, he is that artesian well. Out of his belly or innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Ntokoyo ole mpwe himaliaya, murima ni mwawe sino vira mirosa masi makumi. Oh, owote hime yewe ya natutu, murima ni mwawe, wala mukale lwawe wa muhina, sino vira mirosa masi makumi.
He is that rock that was in, it was Hagar's rock in the time of trouble when her baby was about to die, when she had been put out of the camp and was out there with a little Ishmael.
O timwala yole, yo wari, o wari mwala wakari, okati woshanka, okati mwanawe ahalela okwa, okati oo moleli wao tao mashashani, ni arivaleli Ishmaeli mwamukani.
Her water in her cistern as she was packing with her had give out. And she laid little Ishmael down and walked over a bow shot and cried. And all because she didn't want to see the baby die.
Masi awe, musisteri na mwawe oa akunshi awe niyo ya ahimala, vano wa ahimpwe Ishmaeli mwamukani vati, kweta, laka nekwa shulo ya Andreko, kunla, nto o, okala wira o katuno mwona mwano kwa.
And all at once the angel of the Lord spoke and she found Beer-Bathsheba, the well there that was flowing is still flowing to this day. He was Hagar's Beer-Bathsheba rock out there in the wilderness.
Nto na nanorun laika na apu ya nahilavula, nto o kumpanya beri, Beer-Sheba ehimia iwe ya koa, nilelo ni koa mpaka ni hikunla, o ariberi. Beer-Sheba ahakari, mwalamo otako nime.
He was standing here in the fountain filled with blood that day, standing there in the temple.
Ya pwanya ni ava, vepatu welo ni osa repome, ni hikunle emele nevale mpani molompa.
Time of storm. In Zechariah 13 chapter, he was that fountain opened in the house of David for cleansing and for sin, cleansing of sin. He was that fountain.
Okati wepeo yulu pale, Masakaria kapitulu terezi, o aripatuelo elo ya atukuliwe mpani mwa Davidi, yorapiha ni ya etampi, orapihiwa wa etampi, o aripatuelo elo.
In Psalms 36:9, he was David's fountain of life. He's still that fountain in the house of David.
Ntoma masalmu 36:9, o aripatuelo ye kumi ya Davidi, o nlelo epatuelo elo mpani mwa Davidi.
And he's the poet in his heart. There, poet said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Ni o tilea mulipo olepa, murima ni mwawe vale, mulipo olepo himye wira, yokale patuelo yosa repome, enikumi hiwa mutika ni mwa Emanueli, okati anatampa ni pune haya mohuru elani, anna apwetea malepa ayo te noteka.
He is that fountain of life, fountain of water. He is the Word of God.
Oh, epatuelo ele yekumi, epatuelo yamasi. Oh, timaswamuluku.
People of these last days has forsook him, the true Word, water of life, and has hewed themselves out denominational cisterns. And again, hewed dug.
Atu amaiko alokisere amuhi ayo masu ekekai masi ekumi nto atipa mansai cisterna samuromolelo. Nto emare kina atipa akula.
And now we find out they had broken cisterns. And then this cistern is filled with unbelieving germs, unbelieving boasting, educational programs, and so forth, which is contrary to God's promises. They're doubters of the word.
Nto vano, hiyo nino na wira, au ya aikala na cisterna sopwe yasa. Nto esisterna ela enisari ya shikoko hamini, wiso na ohamini. Etoki yero yoso manisikina, seyo sirisoviri kana na anatira muluku. Awa na mahoveri ya masu.
Now, these cisterns that they've got, the Bible said were broken. Broken cistern is a leaking cistern. And it's seeping out. What's it doing? It's seeping out into a religious cesspool called the World Council of Churches.
Vano, isisterna ya awa rinaya, Biblio himye wira saari sopwe yasa. Esisterna yopea esisterne ni vuva, nto eno vuva, enira sheni, eno vuva eruaka mulitini, mniha ni wa muatano wa ikeresha samulaponi.
And that's where the broken cistern is leading them to. All because they have forsook him and have the fountain of living water and made these cisterns.
Nto, tiwa iwe sisterna yopea enaro iha yao, so tene okala wira awaromu hiya yoo. Ntokukalana epatuelo ya maasi makumi ntokupa kaisister na ia.
Digging out big seminary systems of learning, education and so forth. That's the kind of systems they're digging today. That a man has to have a PhD or LLD or Bachelor of Art or something before he can even go preach.
Atipaka mieti hero sulu pale sa seminari usowishuta osoma nisikina. Eyo timuti nto saisister na awa ntipa ayo lelo. Wira mutu ohano kala na pea gade wala LLD. Wala basherilato maletera, wale tusiso, ata ahinato koro lalea.
Sisters, that has been filled with man-made theology. They take them into these great big schools of learning. And in there they inject into them their own man-made theology. And they send them out with that.
Sisterna sisarihiwe ni teoloshi opakiwa ni mutu. Awanamu akusha mpaka ishikola iya sulu pale sowishu tiha. Ntomemo, awanamu ahelela teoloshi ya opakiwa ni mutu. Ni waru mani yeyo.
What a day that we're living in. Man-made sisters. No trouble. No wonder the thing has become a stink. Oh my. It's because that the people drink from that.
Ni kusheni hiyo ni kalahu. Isisterna sopa kiwa ni mutu. Kivamulatu e. Kivanshankia etu e kanliaya e yunte. Oh wulu. Okalawira atwa ni uri avavo.
And when the people want joy today, what do? The people, instead of accepting the joy of the Lord, they turn to sin for joy. People who go to church and claim to be servants of Christ, when they get real nervous, they'll light up a cigarette.
Nto atu ya atu nako haka lalo lelo anira sheni, atu ohio kupalu haka lalo nirawa apu ya, awa nruku nuele tampi, wira kalano haka lala. Atu anro keresha ni anihimyo kala rume ya Kristu, okati ankala ayona nariwa sana, animupa hasikaro.
And when they want to have some fun, they stick on their immoral clothes and go out and cut the grass when the man's going by and give him a whistle at him.
Ni okati awa ntuna aya oruku ne avakani, awa nihe laikuosa se tiru nukuma nushasha malashi, okata lopwa na nivira aya, wira awiri hao wo pela nturi yao.
They do everything to be popular. They want to look like the movie stars. That's their joy. When Jesus said, I am their sufficiency.
Ao, anira itusote ne wira akalosu weliwa. Awa ntuna aone kentoko arata isinema. Owa puha kalala waya. Okati Yesu himaliawe, mio kina apieria.
The reason that they go to that because they don't want to drink from that fountain. They've turned it down. They don't want to drink from it.
Etu awa nroe laya yeyo. Okala wira au kantuno uri ya vepatu weloni vale. Awa atanya yeyo. Au kantuno uri ya vavu.
They join themselves to some kind of a man-made system. Some kind of a cistern is full of all kind of stagnated things that they can go like it.
Awa ni muhitakani hani mweti hero mmosa opa kiwa ni mutu. Mutinto mmosa we sisterne sarenye kule na muna ya itu sota kata. Wira awere koroa siiso.
Yesterday, we had the kids up on the river, I believe it was Saturday morning. We went out and Billy had been fishing the boat. And we took the kiddies up, my little grandson and them, my daughter and my little son. And we went up the river to take a boat ride.
Nsana, hiyo na haa kushanamwa ne mpako muratini kwa ukupa liwira wa arisa apatuvasi isu. Hiyo na ahiro wa bila amu misere mwati yani. Nto hiyo kwa kushashina mwane mwamu sulo wakana akina, mwanaka mwamu tiana ni mwanaka mwamu lopwana. Nto hiyo, nitara murati wira ne takase ni mwati ya.
You couldn't even take a boat ride on the river for the filthy, dirty, scummy people out there on the river half naked and carried on.
Nyuo kama awele anaka lawe takasa ni mwati ya muratini. Mwahawa atu otakala otakata ni ohifai umurati niwe. Ohi waretu ni iseti hakavohi loka.
A boat drove up beside us, a bunch of little 12, 14-year-old boys, each one with a beer can in their hand and a cigarette.
Mwati ya mmosa kuni virela vakiviru, nikuru ni mmosa na ashimi ravo ayaka muloko ni pili, muloko ni sheshe, kula mmosa ni lata na saravesha matata ni misikaro.
They call that having fun. Oh my, how long can this world last with such a system as that?
Awa ni hane rukunea. Oh ulu, olumwenkulo no kala mpako katisheni, ni mweti heron tokowo.
Then to free themselves from the thoughts that when they die they'll go to hell, the thing they do, they go and join one of these man-made cisterns. So that same type of people belongs in that cistern.
Ntowira ikumihe mupuelo wawira okata awa ni kwaya nro moroni. Etuwa waniiraya, awa noru waniwita kaniha ni imosa imosa wa isister na ya sopa kiwa ni mutu. Vano mutinto yo watu anira mpanta wa isister na yeyo.
It's nothing but a bunch of unclean, filthy wiggle tails of the world. And they associate themselves to that because, as my old mother used to say, birds of a feather flock together.
Hey, okay, you are te tuohi kalani kuru nana mwini hamwila ota kalani ota katamolu mwenkuni. Ni awa nitukuma na niya o kala wira. Ntokwa mayaka yuluvanle ya ahimi akaya wira. Kula mmosani mukwawe.
They won't come to the fountain and be cleaned up from that life of sin. They want to live out there and still hold a testimony that they are Christians.
Ao kandro ave patu eloni nukale ora pihiwa makalelo ala itampi. Awa ntuna kaleke meme na venlelo kalane konamo na wira awa Kristu.
Why? They've turned from him the true fountain of joy, life, perfect life and satisfaction. That's the reason they did it, because that they want to join up. They have some kind of people there that believe in that stuff.
Mwahawa sheni, awa romu hiyo epatuelo yeke kaiyoha kalaliha, ekumi yolo kani oteli wa murima. Eyo timwahai renliaya eyo, okala wira awa ntuna witakaniha, awa akala na mutinto watume, yoo naami ni itiru seyo.
Here not long ago, Brother Fred and I and Brother Tom, a bunch of us went to a noted Baptist church in the city of Tucson to see if we couldn't find a little something that would give us maybe a little fresh feeling.
Bao hi kalakalai, muna Fred ni mio, ni muna Tom, ni kuru ni mosa wa hiyo, na ahiro ekereshe mosa patista yosu eliwe poma yotukso. Wira noone sintonamu ero panye tukino, yaro ni vahamone lo mosa oriria.
And the minister said something about the people in Egypt, when they left, they was eating garlic and so forth. They want to go back again and eat that. Said, that's something like people of today.
Ntomurume ikui metui mosamwa hawa atuwe shitu. Okate hawa kumiaya ya muya ayunisikina. Au ya atuno tikelo tulinu ya eyo. Kuira, eyo tuimosaru ntokwa atulelo.
And everybody said, amen. I never seen such a bunch, a whole church lost the sight of the preacher, looked back to see who it was and said amen, like scared him to death. They didn't know what it was.
Nto hiyo, atu tene kuira ame, mion kinato koona ni kuru siso, ekeresha yo tene ku hiyo muwe hamulalei, kuwe hotuli uira amone panuo airale ame, ya hanlo uiva mwaha otutua, au kaya asue la yarishe enila.
When the David said, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Praise Him upon harps. Praise Him with the psaltery. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord and praise ye the Lord.
Okati Davidu himaliawe, mwatapele nute elua murima apuya, mwatoto pele ninipeta, mwatoto pele nitakare, ituso otene sirine kumi, savu iheke apuya, nto mwatoto pele apuya.
God rejoices in His people. Let them of the learned say amen when anything is said right.
Muluku onte iluwa murima maatwawe. Ale eriari asuwe liire. Ame. Etuya himwaru ratene.
Why not turn from this system and cisterns of the world to the faithful system of God, which is the artesian well, Jesus Christ.
Mwahawasheni ohihi yaka mweti herola ni sister na samolu mwenkuni. Nutike la mweti hero oro romele ya wa muluku. Ekanlehime anatu utu Yesu Kristu.
Why don't you turn to Him? Where God is our abundant supply of joy, our abundant supply and praises, our abundant supply and satisfaction. The calmness of my nerves comes from God.
Nyuwa muhindru kunwelelani wa iyo, wei wa muluku kanliao evahiruahu yowata yoha kalaliha, evahiru yowata mwamitoto pelo, evahiruahu yowata yote eliha murima, ema alelo ona nariwa waka enikuma wa muluku.
When I'm tore up, I find my satisfaction in Christ. Not in a cigarette, not in the things of the world, not in joining some creed, but in finding Him the promised word that He said, if I go away, I'll come again to receive you. I find my joy in that. He is my joy.
Kakala osha nkaki ni panyo teli wa waka murima mwa Kristu. Kahimu sikaroni, kahimu aitusa mwolumu nkuni, kahimu hitakani haniya aminelo, masimwa omu panya yoo, masu anatiri yao o himyawe wira, mio karowaru, mio kinimoro atowa akelani, mio kinipanyo haka lalawaka mwaiyeyo. Owo, tu haka lalawaka.
They say today, by joining these things, and by making this world council of churches, that they're going to make a better place to live in.
Awa niro lelo, mwahawo ui takaniha ni tuya ni mwahawo opa kamata anola waikeresha samulaponi, wira awa no tokiha ni puro ni mosano ore eresha kala.
To my honest opinion, they're going to make a better place to sin in. That's just the whole thing, sin anyhow. Not to live in, but to die in. Make a place to sin in, instead of live in.
Mamupu elu waka wa sharia, awa nro paka nipuro ni mosa nore rawira mwe tampi. Eyo vekekai, etuyo otene tampi, enamuna piina muna. Kahi okalamo, masi okwamo. Opaka nipuro naya woki latimo, aiso, wira mwe tampi.
Any other thing outside of Jesus Christ and His word of life is a broken sister. Anything that tries to substitute it.
Etupi itwikina yohikala Yesu Kristu ni maswawe kumi esister na yopwea. Etupi tu enere ya waka kanya eyo.
Anything that you try to do to bring you peace, anything that you try to do to bring you comfort, any kind of a joy that you receive from anything else is a substitute for this. It's a broken cistern full of filth. He gives perfect satisfaction.
Etupi tunyo munere ryanyu paka wira yoru heleni muretele. Etupi tunyo munere ryanyu paka wira yoru heleni maleleo. Kule na munayo hakalala nyo munakelanyu. Mwaitu ikina. Ntoko yora ntela yala. Ewe sisterna yopwea. Yosare ya makurumela. Owo nini va hoteli wa murima omalela.
I remember here a couple of summers ago I stepped out the back door. There's a young Snickel Fritz out there. It said to me, said, you know the reason you're always talking about women like that, wearing those shorts and things? He said, because you're an old man. So that's the reason it is.
Mio kinu puela va, ilimwe pilisi vindre, mio kahi kumani mkora otuli, ai kalamira vomoso hilele aiwe, aki hime enre mio kuira, nyuo mosuela, etumu nikale lanyu kati wotene mulavulaka mahawa atia na siso, ya waraka kapitulale ni tusi iso, o kuira, okala uira nyuo mamutu hulu vala, kuira, mahawa yeyo.
I said, look here, how old are you? You said 27. I said, when I was many years younger than you, I preached the same thing. I found a fountain of satisfaction. He is my potion. Amen.
Mio kuira, nkawe hava, murina miaka mikavi, kuira, miloko miili ni tanuna pili. Mio kuira, okati wariaka miaka sinche enote pashoeva ovi kanani nyuo, mio kalale etui mosaru. Mio kiroo panye patuelo yote eliha murima, oti ikapate haka. Amen.
As long as he supplies that, that's the beauty. That's my art. It's looking at him. Watching his handwork and see what he's doing.
Oa kalaka ravahaka yeyo, eyo purera. Oti wawaka, oti muteko waka, omue hayo, kiwe haka ntata nawe, ovara muteko, nuweha etu o ni rawe.
There's no other fountain I know. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Kekanle patuelo kuna mio nsue laka. Oh, wore rasha timuro, onikali hote lantokwe tapwe. Kekanla ate patuelo kina mio nsue laka. Ate tuohi kalepomea Yesu.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins where sinners plunge beneath the blood, lose all their guilty stain.
Yo kale patuelo yosare pome, enikumi hiwa mutika ni mwa Emmanueli, mwemu anatampa ni punaya mohuru elani, anna apwetea malepa ayo tena itampi.
I'm telling you, no other fountain over that fountain. It cleansed me when I was dirty. It keeps me cleansed because I want to live right at it, drink this fresh water that's fills my soul with joy.
Mio kinimo leelani, kiawe patuelo kina mio nsue laka, wohi kale patuelo elo. Eyo yo kire riha mio katiware ako otakata. Eyo ni kikali hore rihwa. Okala wira mio kintuna kikaleke vakiviru ni yeyo. Ouria masa alo riria, anisari hamunepa ako haka lala.
I can be so ever so down and feel it. I can't hardly go no another round, can't go nowhere else. Then I can kneel down and put my finger on a promise and say, Lord God, thou art my strength, thou art my satisfaction, thou art my all in all.
Mio imara sikina potu kalote mwa, niwona wira nkingwe roroa nakala, emare kina nkingwe roroa atani puro nikina to, ntokini niwero kokora nuhele kataka vanatiri nini wira, puyamuluku, nyoma ikurusaka, nyoma oteliwa waka murima, nyoma otene haka maituso otene.
I can begin to feel something bubbling up right inside of me there. I'll come out of it!
Mio kinini wero pachira one tuka pulaka, o pachira muhina mwakavale. Mio kinini kuma mwaiyeyo.
As I pass 50 years old, I wake up of a morning, you know how it is, can't hardly get that one foot out of the bed. My, can't hardly do it, and somebody at the door knocking, or Billy telling me the emergency somewhere I've got to go.
Okala wira mio kovira yaka miloko mitanu. Mio kinini venya vasi isu, nyuo mosue la mote nikalaya. Enikala yori kukumi hana ono volilini, ulu. Enikala yori kawira yeyo, ntomutuva mkora amanaka, wala bila kilela kawira, yokala yo kumelela nipuro no, vantune ya mioroa.
How can I do, try to put one foot out? I think, thou art the fountain filled with my strength. Amen. My strength and my help cometh from the Lord. Thou art my artesian well, thou art my youth.
Ntomio kinu puela kireke sai yeyo. Kinere rohela nao ni mosota, mio kinu upuela. Nyuo mwe patu welo ake sarenye ikurusaka. Ame, ikurusaka ni mukali heru waka, sinikuma wapuya. Nyuo mwe himiaka ya natu utu, nyuo mwe miravu waka.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
ala nawe herere puya animuncherera ikurusa awa no vava ni mapupa ntoko murumasi awa no tewa kanoche awa ni mweta kankulumua.
Lord God, this is my duty to go. I'm called to the post of duty, and the first thing you know, something begins to gurgle up inside of me.
Puya muluku ola muteko ako roa mio kiniha neluwa vopuro nivaka wa muteko ntoyo pachera etuino pachero kapula muhina mwa mio.
The other day over at a little place I was having a meeting over here in Topeka, Kansas. There's a boy, a young preacher, one of my first sponsors, Brother Roy, sitting here remembers the place.
Niku ni mosa, ni puro ni mosa na mukani karina mutukumano no Topeka, Kansas. Ahi kalamwa miravo mulale imosa miravo. Mosa wa kapelele ako opachera, muna Roy ukilantiva, onu upuela ni puro nene.
In this great place there was this minister had got under a roof or a place, a sidewall. Mashed him down beneath that. The little fellow was going to die. His liver was bursted. His spleen was knocked out of place. Tons fell on him.
Mayela, nipuro nena nulu palewe, ya hikale mosa, emosa, murume yula aro kela vative pato, wala nipuro no, eshirio lomo ni aro munyanya vativale. Mamu noo, aro kwa, hapawa aro pulea, na hapawa aro kuma nipuro naya, itonelata sa aro mumorela.
I sat at the breakfast talking to the wife. I said, wife, you know Jesus is here. You know what he'd do? I said, when he sponsored me, I believe that word he is sponsoring Christ.
Mio kukila tivoyani wavasisu, kilavulaka na mwaraka. Mio kuira, mwaraka mosuela, Yesu akanle vava nyuo mosuele tu arwa wira. Mio kuira, okati ole okikali henria awe, mio kinami ni maswale, ola amukali heria Kristu.
I said, that's a trick of the devil. I said, if Jesus is here, he go lay his holy hands upon him. That boy get well, I don't care if his liver is bursting.
Ntomio kuira, o muraku wa shetwani, mio kuira, Yesu akanle vava, o amuro muisha atera matata o wareole, miravola amukala sana, ata wira hapa oro pulea.
He get well because Jesus would walk in there and knowing exactly who he was. He knowed his calling, the scriptures was right vindicating in him, they knew who he was, and not no shadow of doubt.
O amukala sana, okala wira Yesu amuro aweta ruaka iwe asuelaka veke kayuo tipani. O aniswele piru awe. Sole mpasari soli kana silipihera kama iyo. Wira o aniswele o aripani. Nto kahi woi kalata muhoverio.
He lay his hands upon him and say, son, be well. Walk out there and I said, there's enough devils in hell to kill that boy then. I said, he'll get well.
O amu ishati matata awe mwaiole ni wira. Manaka mukale mukumi amu kumavale. Nto mio kuira. Kakanle ashe tonu moro ni opiera wira muive mira volento. Mio kuira, ola amu kala sana.
But I said, you see, honey, he was Jesus, the holy hands of God. I said, I'm a sinner. I was born sexual birth. My father and mother were both sinners. And I'm just a no good nothing.
Masi mio kuira, nyuo mwone mwaraka, o ari Yesu, matato o ari ya muluku. Mio kuira, mio kanatampi, mio kiariwe e yareliwe yekapa. Ati tiaka na meaka o wanli ya rana tampi, ni miyoka mutuhirina tetu yoloka.
And I said, but you know what? If the Lord would give me a vision and send me down there, then that'd be different. I said, I'd go down and lay my hands on him. He'd come out of that bed if he'd give me a vision.
Ntomio kuira, masinyo mosuela, vari uira apu ya yamu kiva hayowona ni kukirumaweiwe, ntoyo yamu kala yovirikana. Mio kuira, mio kamu roa kamu isha atere matataka, o amu kuma vanrepa nivale.
Then I got to thinking, after all, if it was the vision, what was it? It was the same dirty hands on him. Same man praying for him. Same dirty hands.
Ntomio kipachera upuela, tiriyari yowona, yaro kalesheni, yaro kala matata ya ohiloka mwaiyo. Mutumbo saruyo wa muvekelelaka, matata ya ohiloka.
Then I begin to think, I am his representative. Then God doesn't see me. That blood of that righteous one lays up there upon the altar. It makes intercessions for me.
Ntomio kipachera upuela. Mio kinamarante lawe. Ntomuluku kanikona mio. Epomele anashari ole. Eniponya neavale vasuluva altari. Ewe ni kilapelela mio.
He's my sufficiency. He's my prayer. He's my life. I said the only thing that make me put my hands on him with faith because I have faith in the vision. And without the vision, the same faith to do the same thing.
Oti opieriaka, oti mavekeloaka, oti ikumiaka, mio kuira, etui mosapahi, okalawira, eo yamu kiriha mio mwisha atera matato o, ni wamini, okala wira miyo kama amini yoona ntovoi kala yoona wami no mosaru wami ira twi mosaru.
So I can reckon myself nothing but reckon him my all in all. He is my life. He is my commissioner. No denomination sent me. He sent me.
Bano miyo poti wiswelo hika letu. Masi omuswelo ontoko tene aka mwaitu so tene. Ote ikumeaka. Ote namarumaka. Kiwavo muromo lelo kirumme miyo. Oto kirumme.
Hallelujah. I go in his name. I lay hands up on him. Walk down there, lay hands on that boy. And that night he was in the meeting solid well.
Hallelujah. Mio kinroa mwansina nawe. Mio kino muisha atera matata ole. Mio keeta mpaka iwe kimuisha atera matata mira vole. Nto hiu yole. Arriva mutuku manoni. Oli pene mukumi. Amen.
Oh yes. He's that fountain. No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm a stinker. I'm a renegade. Every one of us are. But before God we are perfect.
Oh ayo. Oti patuelo ele. Kiawe patuelo kina miyo nsue laka, woi kalepomea Yesu. Mio kiunte, mio kina makota, kula mosa hiyo na yao, masiva maito ni vamuluku, hiyo noloka.
Ye be therefore perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. How can you be because a perfect one represents us there?
Ye, mukale ore ramuri mavoma lela, ntokwa titinyu wiri musiraya ore ramuri mavoma lela. Muniwera sainyu okala, okala wira ole ore ramuri mavoma lela, oni nitonyera hiyo iwe.
That fountain is there every day, fresh, not some stagnated something, but fresh every day that washes away all my sins. He is that fountain.
Epatuelo ele eriwe kula nihiku yoriria, kahi tu yota kata, masi yoriria kula nihiku, enirapi haitampi saka sotene, oti epatuelo ele.
Now in closing I say this, anything different from this is broken sisters, and will finally leak out what you put in it. If you're putting all your hopes, all your time, and everything in one of those stagnated sisters.
Vano ni malihaka miyo kamu ero himiela. Etupi itu yovirikana ni yela isister na sopwe yasa. Ni wokisera ni enono wihe etu nropwe hiwamo. Bari wira nyuo munihela memo muroro meloanyu otene. Ukate anyu otene ni tuso otene. Maimosa imosa wa isister na yosota kata.
Jesus said they were broken sisters. God said they're broken and they'll leak out every what you put in them. You can't go any farther with them because they'll leak out.
Yesu himewira iyo sari sisterna so peyasa. Muluku himewira iyo tiso peyasa. Nisinono wiha kule twin ruanyu pwehamo. Kivandro yoholo nise iyo. Okala wira iyo sinonoa.
For he is the only way to the truth, to the life, and to eternal joy and eternal peace. He is the only one and the only way to that. Oh my.
Mana o turipirwe musapahi ya mwekekai, ye kumi, nuhakala lohinimala, ni murete lohinimala. O timmosapahi, ni pirwe musapahi, ni pia weyo. O ulu.
The inexhaustible fountain of life is Jesus Christ. Why? And who is he? The Word. The same. The Word, the life, the fountain, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Patuwe lohinimala ye kumi, ti Yesu Kristu. Mwahawa sheni, nuwotipani. Masu, mosaru, masu, ekumi patuelo, mosaru nsano lelo ni mahiku utene.
The true believer, it's his supreme joy, his supreme life, and his supreme satisfaction is in Christ. No pumping, no pulling, no joining, no bailing, just believing and resting. That's what he is to the believing.
Mutu wa mineke kai, eyo puha kalala we ulu palesha. Ekumi awe yulu palesha, nuteli wawe murima yulu palesha, orima Kristu. Kahu shokola, kahu purula, kahi wita kaniha, kahi wemeririha, wamini pahi numumula. Tie yo o kanliawe wa mutu wamini.
Like Father Abraham, he never pulled, he never fretted, he never wearied, he had the Word. He laid upon El Shaddai's breast. When Abraham was 100 years old, God appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty. The Hebrew word is El Shaddai, means the breasted one.
Ntokoti ita Abrahamu, o katonko purula, o katonko tikinyea, o katonko vela vela, o arina masu, o apite enre nipele na El Shaddai. O kata Abrahamu arina we miyake miye mosa, muluko ahimu kuruwela kuira, miyo koweri ya sotene, nulu mone heperiti El Shaddai, nihimia olorina mapele.
And you're old and your strength is gone. But just lay upon my bosom and nurse your strength from this fountain. Amen.
Ninyo muhulu vala ni ikurusa nyusoroa, masimupitere vatirima vaka pahi mwamwe ikurusa nyuve patu welo ni vava. Amen.
What did he nurse himself to? A new body. He had the baby by Sarah and 50 years later had 7 children by another woman.
Owa amwe kupiera vavi, erutu isya. Owa aikala na mwana ni Sarah. Nto iaka miloko mitanu holo waya, aikala na ana tanu na anli ni mutia na mukina.
Oh, El Shaddai. The Old Testament shows what he did. The New Testament tells what he'll do. Amen. In the Old Testament.
Oh, El Shaddai. Watana wakalai, onno nihera etu owa iraliawe. Watana wananano, onihima etu owa nruawe wira. Amen. Mawatana wakalai.
Now the air is off, so I'll hurry and quit here now, just a minute. I like to say this before close. I had a good example of this one time.
Vano peo yotukiwa, tivomio kinimwa kuvani kimalele vava vano, minutu mmosa pahi. Mio ka atuna kihimiela kihinatu maliha. Mio ka aikala neto nyero ore rawaiye loka tumosa.
I was patrolling, and many people here, down around Georgetown, down there in Milltown, there used to be way back in the hills a fountain. It was an artesian well.
Mio ka mwetelela, nto atwanche neva, mutete ni wa Georgetown o Milltown iwe ya aikala, otaiwe miyako ni epatuelo yari hime ya natutu.
It was thrown out about a 4 or 5 foot stream of water just gushed out all the time. And a great big fountain around there, and right around was a lot of this here pennyroyal, you know, and stuff growing there that mint-like.
Eyo ya anishua opiaka eko elo ya masi opiaka inaosheshe walatanu, ya mkowa pahi ukati wotene, nto epatuelo yulu pale vale, nto mukerekere mwaya wahali wanrupa ni munchene nyo mosuela, ni itusa anu wavavo yeyo enlika na ni ortela.
And oh, I used to just thirst to get there, oh my, to get to that fountain. Not lay down but this thing and just drink and drink and sit down and drink, wait.
Nto oh, miyo kani voleli wantono pia iwe, oh ulu, orua vepatu weloni vavale, nto miyo kanu ramele tuyela nuhuria, nuhuria pahi, ni kani kilati nuhuria, kani lipelela.
And year after year I'd still come to this same fountain. It never did cease, winter or summer. They couldn't freeze it. You can't freeze an artesian well. Oh no. Oh no.
Nto yaka piaka, miyo nlelo kani rave patu welo niela. Eyo kaya kala kale malaka, eita wala elimwe. Kiva awerea ni ya umi hamuha oriria. Kiva awerea ni ya umi hehime ya natu utu. Oh nare. Oh nare.
I don't care how cold it gets, it ain't going to freeze that. You'll freeze a cistern, just a little frost will do that.
Yeah.
See?
Mio keniki chala mota, moto niririaya, kunrua umi heyo, e cistern en numa, okame vakani pahi woriria, onimuira siso, munona.
But anything is moving got life in it. It's a moving around. And you can't freeze the artesian well out. No matter how depressed the spirit is around the place, this well is always a living. Live it that well.
Masi etupi itwini kala etaka, yokala ni kumi mwayeyo. Eyo ntike la etaka, nto kivangwere ni ya umi ehimia anatu utu, ata uire rongo riola mamotasheni mukerekere wanipuro no. Ehimela, okati wotene ni kale kumi, mukaleke vakiviru ni ehimia eyo.
And I noticed there I went by and I drink at it and oh my, just the fresh water, you never had to worry. Wonder if I get there, wonder if it quit running.
Nto mio kaniwe havale, mio kaneta ni kani urevavo nto, oh ulu. Masu uri ya pahi, nyo kama kala kala mushankaka, katuna kiswele miyo kapiau, kirekewe roo hiyo okwalala.
It's been running, the old farmer told me, said my grandfather drank out of it, and said it never has diminished or nothing, is still the same well. Gershon right out into Blue River there, and I thought, oh my, what a fine place of water.
Ewe nikale kwa lalaka, nashavo mosa hiki miera kuira, apu apu waka ya uri ya kavavo, nto kuira, eyo kenato kovuku wa wala tetu. Eyo nlelo hime mosaru, kwa lalaka eruaka mpaka Blue River iwe, mio kupuela, oh ulu, ni prosheni nore erasha na masi.
I walked about a mile out of the way to get to that place because it was such a real place to drink at. Oh, how good that water was, oh my.
Mio kanete miye mosaki hiake piro uira kipieni puro neno, okala uira nno narini puro neke kaivo uriavo. Oh, mota masa ale area yorera, oh ulu.
I get out there in that desert Arizona and I still think about it. That wonderful well down there. Yeah. If I could just lay down to that.
Mio kino pia iwe motako ni ime warisona vano. Mio nlelo kinu upuela yeyo. Himi ele yore erasha iwe. Varu ira mio kinu era ura mela ele pahi.
As David said one time, oh, if I could once more drink from that well, if you just get there.
Ntoko Daviti sahima yawe mare mosa, oh, vari wira kaniwera toure himele, vari wiro aniwero pia tovale.
And I sat down one day, and I had a little funny thing that happened to me. And I said, what makes you so happy all the time? I wish I could be happy like that.
Ntomio kaiki lati ni hiku ni mosa, ntoya aika letu ya mukani yoti kiniha ya kikumelenle. Ntomio kuira, esheni no kaliha no utapasho kwa tiwotene, mio kani tunakikanle no utapasiso.
Well, I never seen you sad since I've been coming here. There's not one sad thing about you. I said, you're always full of joy. You're jumping and bubbling and carrying on winter or summer, cold or hot, whatever it is, you're always full of joy.
Bano, miyon kinatoko oona ni muripiwe ne murima, bapache nrea korwava, kekanla te tuyosha nkamu hawa nyuo, miyo kuira, nyuo kati wote ne munisare uhakalala, nyuo muno utupa, nukapula, ne muiraka siso, eita walelimwe, oriri ya wala oviha, enakaleru itupi itu, nyuo kati wote ne munikale osare uhakalala.
What makes you, what is it, because I drink out of it? Nope. I say, well, maybe the rabbits drink out of it and you like it so well. Nope.
Esheni no kalihani nyuo. Esheni, esheni yo. Okalawira mio kiniuria wanyuo. Nare. Mio kiniira, ahe. Alakela ana marokolo aniuria wanyuo. Ntonyuo muno siveliwa niye yovanchene. Nare.
I say, well, what makes you bubbling over like that? What makes you so happy? What makes you always full of joy? Say, is it because that if the birds drink from it? No. Because I drink from it? No. I say, well, what makes you so full of joy?
Mio kuira. Ahe, esheni no kalihani mukapulaka siso, esheni no kalihani utapa, esheni no kalihani kati wote no sare uhakalala, kuira, okala wira, wira shipalama ni uria wanyuo, nari, okala wira mio kini uria wanyuo, nari, mio kuira, ahe, esheni no kalihani usare uhakalala.
Now if that well could speak back to me, he'd say this, Brother Branham, not because you drink, I appreciate that, because I furnish for the birds, I furnish for anybody who wants to drink. Only thing you have to do is come here and drink.
Nto vari wira himele ya aniwero lavula ni mio, eyo ya amu himela. Muna brana, kahiyomo hawa wira nyua muni uria, mio eni kisivele eyo. Ni wira kini wera wava hashipalame, mio kini muvaha kula moson tuno uria, etu imosemu rinanyu wira, orwavanu uria.
Well, what makes me happy, it ain't me bubbling, it's something inside pushing me. It's something bubbling me.
Masi, eni kikali hotapa, nkihiyo mio kinikapula, etu imosemu hina eni kikaka.
And that's the way it is with the Spirit-filled life. As Jesus said, He gave you wells of water springing up into everlasting life. An artesian overflowing gusher that's constantly flowing. Whether the rest of the church is up or down, you're still in that well.
Ntotisi iso enikalaya ni makale losa re roho. Ntoko Yesu si himaliawe. O arimu, mone. O nova hani hime samasi sini kwala la siroaka mwekumi ni hini malaya natutu. Yovu ve ni kwala la vohi hierera. Ata wira ikeresha sikina sinro sulua lava ti. Nyo nlelo muriva kiviru ve hime yeyo.
Why would you take an old denominational system and cistern full of parasites and everything else and drink around all that stagnated stuff when you're invited to a fountain? An artesian well.
Mwahawasheni nyo mwaru anyu kusha mweti heru wakala iwa muromo lelo ni sisterna. Yosare ya miyowa ni itu sote nesikina, nuhuri ya vetu yoyota katokati nyuo ni latu liwanyu, orove patu weloni, ehime ya natu utu.
I think how it just pushed and juggled and gurgled and laughed and joyed and jumped and frolicked.
Miyo kinupu elapahi moteo ya atupelaya, ni akawaya, ni akapulaya, ni ateaya, ni ahakalalaya, ni atupaya, ni atapuaya.
Cold, rainy, hot, dry. When all the rest of the country was drying up, it was bubbling just like it always did. Because it was deep, rooted, way down in the rocks it come forth.
Oriria epula oviha uma, okati pante yotene kina elapo yumaya, eo yamu kapula pahin toko kati otene iraya, okala wira yari owisha ni mitatari ya akuma mialani.
Oh, let me live with that, Gershon. Take all your man-made systems you want to, all your old stagnated wells, but let me come to, or stagnated systems, but let me come to this fountain.
Oh, mukihie kikaleva kiviru vehime yeye yoko alala, mukushemi yeti herosanyu sotene sopa kiwa ni mutunyu wa muntunanyu, yime sanyu sotene sota kata sakalai, masi mukihie mio kireva, wala isishterna sota kata, masi mukihie mio kireva epatu weloni vava.
Let me come there where he is just full, he is my joy. He is my light. He is my strength. He's my water. He's my life. He's my healer. He's my savior. He's my king. Everything that I have need of is found in him. Why would I want to go to anything else?
Mukihie mi okipieva levavo oria osarea. O tu hakalala waka, o timutuku waka, o tawaka, o tikurusaka, o timasiaka, o tikumeaka, o timpenushaka, o timopoleaka, o timweniaka. Itusote ne mio sintunaka simpanya ne amayo. Esheni karu ako tunoroele tuikina.
Brother, sister, won't you come to this fountain tonight? Won't you, if you're not ever been there, won't you receive it tonight while we bow our heads?
Munna murokoraka, kamuntu noro ave patuelo ni elo hiula. Kamuntu na mwari muhitonko kala vale, kamuntu na wake la eyo, o hiulo okatunura mihahu mirusahu.
Broken cisterns, leaking, seeping, the world, seeping into it, filth. From the barns and of other days.
Sisterna so peyasa, sikowaka, sinoelaka, olumwenku noelaka memo, makurumela ammatatanini amahiku makina.
Why not this well that stuff cannot stay in? This great fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Why don't you receive that tonight?
Anki ehimele tuyo hinwereayo kalabo, epatuweloela yulu paleosa repome, enikumihua mutika ni maemanueli.
May God help us tonight in this dry, thirsty land. As the prophet said, He is the rock in a weary land. He's that fountain.
Muluku anikali hero hiula, mulaponi mumo uuma ni wantona. Ntoko profeta si himaliawe, ooti mwala mutaani mo uuma, ooti ipatuelo yeyo.
Won't you come to Him tonight in your hearts while we pray?
Nyo kamuntu noroa wa iyo hiula. Murima ni mwanyu okati umveke lahu.
Dear Heavenly Father, there's no other fountain as the music is playing. No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I was born there. I've been raised there. I want to live there and die there and rise again there in His presence.
Diti hawirimu osi velasha. Kekan late patuelo kina ntoko musiko nrumaya. Kiawe patuelo kina miwe nsue laka. Ate tuohi kalepomea Yesu. Mio kiariwe vavo, kileliwe vavo, mio kintuna kikaleke vavo, ni okwa vavo, nuhihi mua tovavo, mamukale loawe.
Always, Lord, let me be in His presence. For there's no other I know, no creed, no love, no love but Christ. No creed but Christ. No book but the Bible. No anything else, no joy outside of Him.
Okati wote ne puya, mukihie kikalema mukale loawe. Maana kekanla ateki na miwe nsue laka. Ate aminelo, atampento ohi kala Kristu. Ate aminelo ohi kala Kristu. Ate livru ohi kala Biblia. Ate tukina, kokanlo haka lala otawa iyo.
Take Him from me. Oh God, I don't care how much the world I own, it would still be dead. I'd wander around with my hands up over my head. Take Him from me, I'll be gone, Lord.
Omuku miho wo wa miyo, o muluku, miyon kinchale pantekavi olumenku karu ako kalana, eyo nlelo wa mukalo okwa, miyo kamu eta sapure ni matataka wa muruvaka. Omuku miho wa miyo, miyo kino malamala puya.
But let Him be in me, then December's as pleasant as May. Then there's no hot places and no dry places. Even death itself has no victory.
Masi muhie o wakalema miyo, nto dezempru onikala ore rantoko maiyu. Nto kakanle mapuro oviha, ni kakanle mapuro uuma, ato kwa wene korino shinta.
Let us have Him, Father. Give Him in abundance to every believer here tonight, as they've waited in this room.
Munihie hiyo nikalane yo otiti, mumvahe yo wawatavo. Wakula mutu wa minimu hii ula, ntokuwa wawe herendrea ya mpanimu.
Many of them's got to drive along the road tonight as they go to their homes, and may this be their thinking. I'm living at that fountain. I'm living there, freshly drinking hour by hour.
Anche nao, ahana weti haikaro mpiro nuhi ula, okata nruwayo wanyaya, nto olo kale mupu elwaya, miyo kinikala vepatu eloni vavale, miyo kinikala vavale kiuriaka avori iria,
And if they haven't received that as yet, may they receive Him now. so they can take the fountain right with them. I'll go with you. I'll be with you to the end of the world. Grant these things, Father.
Ntovari wira au kaya kenle yeyo mpaka va. Awa mwakele yo onanano. Wira awero kushepatu welo ni yao. Mio kino roa ninyo. Mio kino kala ninyo. Mpako mala uolu mwenku. Munivahe itui ya titi.
And now while we have our heads bound, is there someone in here tonight? Or how many would say, Lord, take me to that fountain just now? I've never come here just to hear. I come here to find out something.
Ntovano nirinene mirusa huso urama. Okala mutumu hiula. Wala akavia aroa wira kuia. Mukikushe mpaka vepatu eloni vavo nana anoshava. Mio nkirule vaa wiwa pahi. Mio kirule vaa wira kipwanyetu.
I come here to find you, Lord. I have a need of you tonight. Come to my heart right now. Will you do it, Lord? God bless you. The Lord bless each one.
Mio kirule vaa wira kwa upanye ninyuo pia. Mio kinotu na ninyuo hii ula. Murue murima ni mwaka nana anova. Nyuo munimu ira yeyo pia. Muluku ureri heni. Apu ya mureri hekula mmosa.
Father, you've seen the hands. Even up and around the wall and in the other rooms. Outside, you've seen them, Father. I pray that you'll supply everything they have need of.
Titi, nyuo muhona matata. Ata mpaka usulumu shirini. Ni sala sikina vate. Nyuo muhona au titi. Mio kimveke la wira. Nyuo muavahe sote na wantunaya.
Maybe they've been drinking at some old cistern, Lord. Just some halfway stopover where some man hewed out a cistern. It's become contaminated with all kinds of strange doctrines, denying the word.
Kino, ao ya akala uriaka va cisterne mosa ya akalai puia. Weme lava mosa pahi oniru ampiro nivavo mututi mpiawe cisterna. Eo kira va inamuna sotene samishu tiyo soti kiniha. Sikotaka masu.
I pray, God, that tonight they'll come to Him who is that fountain of life. Grant it, Father. I commit them to Thee now in Jesus' name.
Mio kimveke la muluku. Wiro hi ula awa arewa iyo olo kanle patuelo yeyo kumi. Munivahe titi. Mio kinava herere awa wanyuova no mansina na Yesu.
And you told me if you ask anything in my name, it'll be done. Now, I wouldn't ask this, Lord, if I didn't think it would be done. I'd be just saying it in a ritual routine.
Ninyomo kilela wira. Mwavekelaru itupi itu mansina naka ena muirua. Vanonkaro vekelela puya. Kahupuenle wira ya muirua. Mio kamukala kihimiaka pahi. Mwamuirelo wa mahiku utene.
But I pray for them with sincerity. I pray for them believing that you'll grant what you promised.
Masimio kinave kilelao ni sharia. Mio kinave kilelao kaaminiki wira nyuo munoni vaha ele nyuo muhimalianyo.
And now I take them away from that cistern tonight. I take them away from the place they've been drinking where they're not satisfied to this fountain. I do it in Jesus Christ's name.
Ntovano, mio kinaku miha vasisterna nivalo hiula. Mio kinaku miha nipurone au vauri aya. Vavu awa hinkala yote iliwa murima, mpake patu elo ela. Mio kinira mansina na Yesu Kristu.
They're yours, Lord. Let them drink from you the living water, the fountain of living water. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Grant it, Lord.
Ao tawi nyupuia, mwahia urie wanyuo masi makumi, epatu elo ya masi makumi, mansina na Yesu mio kinini veke la eyo. Amen. Munivahe puia.
Oh, wore rasha timuro, oniki kali aote lanto kweta kwe, ke kala te patuelo ekina mensuelaka, ate tuo ikale pome ya Yesu. Oh, esheni ni wero rabi haitampisaka, ate tuo ikalepo mea Yesu. Oh, esheni ni wero kikali hamu kumito, ate tuo ikalepo mea Yesu.
Oh, Jesus, heal these, Lord. Grant it, Lord, through Jesus' name. Pray, God, Jesus. Thou knowest all things.
Yesu mwavoni hala puia. Munivahe puia munsina na Yesu. Mio kimveke la mulu kuwira nyuo. Nyuo munini suwe la itu sotene.
Kekala te patuelwe kina miensuelaka. Oa te tuo ikalepone ya.
Think of it. No other fount I know. I don't know nothing else but Him. I don't desire to know nothing else but Him. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Mupuele yeyo. Kekala te patuelwe kina miensuelaka. Mion kinsuela te tu kina oikalayo. Mion kintu no suela te tu kina oikalayo. A te tu oikalepomea Yesu.
Oh. Oh, ore rasha timuro. Oli kikali hote lanto kweta kwe. Ke kala te patuele kina miensuelaka. Oh, ate tuo kalepo mea Yesu.
While we sing that again, let's shake hands with one another. Do you love one another?
Amen.
Is there anybody in here got anything against somebody else? If there is, go make it right, will you?
Okatu ni pahu yeyo to, ni vahane mukono mmosani mukwawe. Nyo muni pentana mmosani mukwawe. Okala mutumu ornetu ya ntoa ni mutumu kina. Akanlene, muruema lo kihirurateene. Mnoroa.
Let's not leave here like that. See, if you got an ought against anybody, you go make it right right now. Right now is your opportunity. Gore said, brother, sister, I said something about you. I thought something. I didn't mean to do that. Forgive me.
Ni kumemusi iso, munona. Nyo makala netu ya ntua ni mututi mutu. Muruwe mwalo kihirurate ene nana anova. Nana anova apuka tianyu oroa. Wira, muna murokoraka. Mio ko olavu letu mahawa nyuo. Kihupuwe letu. Mio nkilaken le wira yeyo. Mukilevelele.
See, that's the way to do it. Let's have the fountain right among us all the time. See?
Mone, eyo pina muna yo uira, nikalane kepatu welo ria rahu vava, ukati wotene, munona.
No. Ke kala te patu welo kina miesuelaka, ate tuo ikalepo mea Yesu. Oh, ore rasha timuro, onikikali hote lanto kweta kwe. Kekala te patuele kina miesuelaka, ate tuo ikalepo mea Yesu.
Oh, isn't he wonderful? No other fountain. We won't contaminate ourselves with other things. We have separated, left the world behind. We don't want no more of Egypt's garlics and broken cisterns.
Oh, kahiyote porera, kiawe patuelo ikina. Hiyo kanindrua wira viha itusikina. Hiyo ni hiva lanya. No hiyo lumo inkutuli. Hiyo kanintu na tosayu aweshitu. Nisister na sopo yasa.
We are in the journey with the Lord Jesus, that smitten rock. Amen. Eating manna from above and drinking. Eating angels' food and drinking from the rock.
Amen.
Hiyo nrimu kwaha ni nipuya Yesu. Mwalayo leoma niwa. Amen. Ni yake maneni kumo sulu. Nini uriaka. Ni yaka yoya ya malaika. Nini uriaka wa mwala. Amen.
Ke kala te patuele kina miesuelaka. Ate tuo ikalepo mea Yesu.
Let's bow our heads.
Banunura mihemirusahu.
Praying that God will so richly bless each of you. That His grace and mercy will be with you through the coming week. And if anything should happen, that one of you may slip beyond the veil now, just remember that it's only a few hours of sleep and rest until we meet.
Nivekelaka wira muluka mureri hevanche ene shakula mosa nyuo, wira mahala awe ni karare sikaleni nyuo maesumane nirua, ni akumelele etu, wira mosa anyuono terenea roake pante kina wekuo, nanano, muupuele pahi wira yuo ravakani pahi saikove, numumula, mpaka hiyo kumana.
Remember that they which are alive and remain shall not hinder those which are sleeping. For the trump of God, that last trumpet, the sixth one has just sounded.
Mupuele, wira alanro kala kumikandro waho lela alanrupa, manan lope na muluku, lope nle no kiseria, nle na neta nunamosa no malaruruma.
And that last trumpet, like the last seal, will be the coming of the Lord. It shall sound in the dead and Christ shall rise first. Just resting till that time.
Nton lopen le no kiseria, ntoko kanyero yo kiseria enro kalora wapuya noni nro ruma nto ale akuya mwa Kristo no himua toko amumulaka pahi mpako kati yo.
If you should get hurt, remember, take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. And when temptations around you gather, just breathe that holy name in prayer. Devils will flee.
Ntonyo mavulala muupuele, mkushensina na Yesu ninyuo, ntoko mwaki hero wakula murako, nto, okatute hati hiwa onoru kureria yani, muromole nsina neno no wara ni mavekelo, ashe toana no otewa.
Just remember, we hope to meet you here next Sunday morning, bringing the sick and afflicted. I'll be praying for you. You pray for me now. Will you do it? Say amen.
Amen.
I'll pray for you that God will bless.
Mupuele pahi, hiyo ni nroro melokumana ni nyuova ave timinku ni rova asisu, maaruhe areta na alori ipiwa murima, meo kino kala kovekele lakani, nyuo mukivekelele mio vano, ni muira, muire ame, meo kinimo vekele la ni uira mulu kwa rerihe. Sina mama vekelo, sina nore rasha, sina nore rasha, o mota ni riaya no lema. Muroro melo amula poninu, hakalala wawirimu. Sina nore rasha, o mota ni riaya no lema. Muroro melo amula poninu, hakalala wawirimu.
Sina na Yesu nura meliwe, akukoreli waka muna onimawe. Mwela mamwene wiri muyo, numuare ande ayowo, okati kwa hawi ni malaya.
Sina nore rasha, sina nore rasha. Isn't it sweet and precious?
Kani hiyo no maalele aninore rasha?
Muro melilo amula poni, nuhakalala wawere mo. Sina nore rasha, sina nore rasha. Omota niriaya no lema. Muro melilo amula poni, nuhakalala wawere mo.
It's always so hard to leave you. Although I know you're burning up, but there's just something about, that's one more verse of something. Will you do it? Will you do it? Bless be the tie that binds, sister. How many knows the old song? We used to sing it years ago.
Okati wote ne tiorika ohiani, enamwiki suelaka wira nyo muno viheriwa, masi okale etwimosa pahi muhawa, nroe eversu ikina etwimosa, nyo muni muira, nyo muni muira, na ototopeli wa nikalen lute nintuka muna, akavan suele sipo ya kala iyo, hiyo nani paka iyaka sivinre.
Now I think of tonight, two hands out of the hundreds that's left. When we used to sing that song around the tabernacle and charm one another's hand. Blessed be the tie that binds you.
Ntomi okamu upuelo hii ula, matata manli, emia hanle, okati nipa kahu isipueyo nirukurenrie ni tabernacle, unuvaha na matata mmosani mkwawe, na ototopeli wa nikalen lute nintuka.
I've buried a lot of them right up here in the cemetery. They're waiting. I see them again. I see them once in a while in the vision. When I look beyond the veil, they're there. Let's bow our heads now as we sing.
Mio kihavita anchene wao, vamahie vavava, awa no lipelela. Mio kino wona to, mio kini wona imara kamosakamosa mwayo wona. Ukatu niwe hake pante kina yekuo, awa riwe iwe, nurami hemirusa huvano katu nipahu.
Nototopeliwa nikale lute nintuka mirima sahu opentani o Kris opata neri ntoko yeyo. Okati hiyo.
I reach over and get hold of somebody's hand.
Vano mokole mono muvarentata na mutu.
Opata na ore.
I bow your head.
Vano murami hemurwanyo.
Eyo e. Nini werea muhina. Masiyo. no cala, vamos a murimani, nini wereria, okumanato.
With our heads bowed, I turn the service to the pastor now.
Nimerusa husoura ma, meo kimvahere ya mute kwa pastore vano, nikinilai hamwa.